You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Yes. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. We're back. And music fades.
Oh.
Automatically. What's up? We're back with another YKWD podcast. We have a busy, busy show today. We have a lot of people in here. Some I like, some I don't like. No, I'm kidding. I like everybody in here. We actually have a film crew in here, which I'll explain. And the show, it's a hot day. The ACs are going, and the lights are dimming and flickering. So this might shut down at any moment. So just know that if your screen goes blank, if you're watching live, because we have 900 plugs in one plug in a pre-war building.
Yeah, you're single-handedly making Con Ed a profit today.
I need to charge my phone.
All right.
I'm afraid to ask.
What? You need to plug your phone in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. Here's the thing.
I think you should and shut this bitch down.
Dan's got to go.
Dan, you can go anytime you want.
I didn't say I had to go.
He did. Hey, octopus. Is that an octopus shirt? And does it go all the way down to a belt?
No. It just goes, wraps around the back.
Yeah. I give you this. Ready? You dress fucking unique.
Thanks, man.
You really do. I mean, I didn't say good. I didn't say bad.
I think you dress like a mediocre tennis player. Like you have to use your personality to try to advertisements.
Yeah.
And then you get smoked in Wimbledon.
But he always makes it to the semifinals.
Yeah. I always lose with a smile.
Yeah.
Like, look at it. Oh, there's Jermaine Fowler with his headband. Oh, he always dresses so fun in these
good
tournaments.
Sport. Yeah. He's a good sport, though.
How great would it be if that was a wig?
That would be awesome.
It's Velcro. I could say that.
So, yes, we have, of course, Jermaine Fowler.
What was that, man?
Come on, man.
That was rude. Can you give me a proper
Jermaine
introduction?
Fowler.
Is that funny to you?
I don't think
Jermaine.
He knows.
What's up, man?
What's up, bud? I haven't been here in a long time, but
there's a reason for that.
Well, yeah. But when did the introduction to the show become Elliot in the Morning? When did that happen? Huh, Bob?
What's
huh?
Elliot? What's Elliot in the Morning?
This is DC radio show.
Yeah, what are you, your regional references?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, did that work in DC?
Might as well.
It did work. It's a very successful radio show.
Worked out for them.
I was supposed to do your show. I got a call.
Oh, the sketch show?
The sketch show. I was so bummed out I couldn't fucking do it. Because the other two guys, who's the twins on the show? What's their name?
The Lucas brothers.
The twins.
Fucking
yes.
What nice guys they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, awesome.
They're so cool. I met them at some party and they were the sweetest guys. They're fucking hilarious.
Yeah, they're successful potheads.
Yeah.
It's everyone.
But wait, why did you not do the show? You didn't even explain why you couldn't do it.
Couldn't do it.
Can you tell me why?
Yeah. I couldn't do it. I was watching my kid. What happened was they called me the day before, like, hey, we want you to come back tomorrow. And I was like, I can't do it. There's no way. I couldn't get a babysitter. We don't have a babysitter, which is another thing I'll talk about, which me and my wife are fighting about. She refuses to get a babysitter for some fucked up reason.
Mm-hmm.
But so I was watching my kid. There's nothing I could have done.
Huh.
Nothing.
I don't believe you. I know you have a kid, you know, but I just feel like you could have done the show.
I think Jermaine's trying to say you don't want it bad enough.
Let me ask you a question. So what would I... Jermaine, first of all, I don't like you attacking me right out the gate.
Second of all,
you fucking cunt, okay?
Okay.
What would I do with my kid?
Give it to the wife.
What wife?
Your girlfriend, the mom, the baby mama?
The baby, my wife that wasn't there, I was babysitting the kid while she was at the doctor's office.
Okay.
What would I do?
You didn't say all that. You did say you couldn't do the show. You didn't give me any details why you said you couldn't do it.
But first of all, it's not your show. It's not like you're the show runner, you fucking twat.
Well, you know me personally more than anybody else in that show. You could just tell me, yeah, I just
That's not true. I've had those twins over twice.
Here?
No, my house.
What?
They're at my barbecue.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't invite me to the damn barbecue.
No, because your attitude stinks.
What his attitude stinks today?
Don't fucking stick up for yourself.
I like the way
you
that you're
corporate saying. Fucking cocksucker.
I'm not corporate at all. I'm picking sides right now.
He wants a spot on the show. That's what he wants.
You know, season already, 3 might be filming. No. I had to turn down a role on their show, too, because of my baby. No, I was out of town.
No, I couldn't get away. I couldn't do it.
I believe you.
I really couldn't do it. Well, maybe if you give me some, like a week.
I agree. No, the people who do give out offers for the fucking show are terrible. They do tell people like a
they
day.
They called me at 3 I'm o'clock the day before, and I was like, there's no way I could do it.
Yeah, I was in Austin, Texas, and they're like, do you want to play Robin tomorrow? And I was like, yeah, but I can't leave here.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I would have had to, like, hand my baby off to some lady.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's what babysitting basically is on
Yeah,
paper.
But it's not that, not anymore, because you have to go through a vetting process now, okay? Because I'm not just handing my baby off. We had a babysitter one time last year. The baby started crying, and I was listening in on the fucking monitor. She panicked and called my wife and said, "The baby, you're a babysitter. The baby's crying. Maybe you should come home." And my wife had to come home from where she was to soothe the baby.
What?
Anyways.
I believe you. I'm just fucking with you, by the way. Number two, who out of both of you?
I still think you're a cunt.
I think you are too, but I still love you. Yeah. And you could have done this. You still could do the show if you wanted to.
No, what, I was going to bring my baby?
Yeah, that would have been a
you
good
have
addition.
A PA watch it.
Yeah, that's good. I want a PA on a fucking B show to watch my baby.
That's a compliment.
What network is it? What network is it?
TV.
What is that?
Exactly.
Oh, okay. And of course, we got Dan Soda.
Hi.
What's up, dude?
Hey, dude.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Welcome back to the show.
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you.
It's always good to
Last
be
time
here.
I saw you was at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, sweating my dick off. Fighting with my girlfriend. It was a good time.
I don't see why you fight with your chick.
Oh, I don't. Like, I choose to. Like, I wake up, I'm like, you know what would really make this concert experience better? Bickering.
What'd you bicker about, man?
Huh?
Your sweaty dick?
Yeah, no, I wish. That would have been easier
to
argue.
She was jealous you were there?
She was with me. She was standing right there with me. Okay. So it wasn't. It was fun. I mean, we only fought the one day you were there. But then you came back.
Was it me?
That was great. When what? I came back and you. You're coming backstage, and that one dipshit that was running the gate was like, I can't let you back here.
Yeah.
And I just come out of the comedy tent, and you're like, dude, go get Rocky. Yeah. Dude, go get Rocky. And I'm like, what's up? You're like, I can't get back there, dude. Go get Rocky. And I was like, all right.
Well, you know what it was? Nick Kroll had a fucking stalker.
Nick Thune?
Nick Thune, whatever the fuck his name is.
Yeah.
Who the fuck? I love Nick Thune. I really do.
Gorgeous man, and I totally get the
gorgeous
stalker.
Gorgeous man, but who's hiding it with a beard? And fucked up hair. I mean, okay. He's gorgeous. I wish he would just be gorgeous. Just get a fucking bow tie, shave your face.
You're like a judge on a Bravo show.
I really am.
You're like, stop hiding. Just be it. Just let it out.
He's just a good looking guy. Whatever.
Yeah.
But I love him because he's down to earth. He has a family. He's a house. He does his thing.
You can talk to him about shit is what you're talking
he's
about.
He's a down to earth guy, but whatever. He had a stalker. But how fucking crazy is the stalker going to be? You're a comedian. You're not Justin Bieber, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There's a million comics back there. You see somebody who's not a comic, get him the fuck out. I kick it, and then what's her name comes over, and she goes, what are you doing to the guy?
Yeah.
She goes, all right, stop. Let him in.
That's when I walked away, because I was like, all right, situation.
And she goes, stop. She literally said, you're taking it too far.
Yeah.
She yelled at him, like, stop being such a militant fucking... You're not protecting... Led Zeppelin, you idiot.
It would have been funnier if 20 minutes...
A bunch of fucking dick joke comics in the back getting stoned and fucking eating food.
It would have been funnier if 20 minutes later I walked up to him when no one was around and I was like, sorry about that. That guy's the worst. Yeah. When he's like, he is. I'm like, I know.
He goes like this. He goes, well, you don't just walk by. I was going to... I say, fuck you. I go like this. Get the fuck out of here.
Was the stalker a guy?
Huh? Who the fuck knows?
Oh, you don't know what the guy looks like?
I don't believe in comic stalkers, first off.
Not even Jim's?
Jim who?
Norton.
No.
Oh.
Because you have he travels with an ex-police officer with a gun.
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a fucking stalker. I'm look at man. We're on the road with this fucking show shutting down. We're on the road by ourselves.
Yeah.
We're out there by ourselves all the fucking time.
We're accessible to kill, just period.
Yeah, all the fucking time.
The truth.
This sounds to me like you really want a stalker.
I've had stalkers.
You sound jealous.
Of course you have a stalker because, let's go over to, we're going to go to Rick Chrome first.
I want to hear about your stalker.
Which one?
Go ahead.
Because I used to travel when I danced and stuff, so I've had actually cops follow me back to, like, my hotel room after a feature dancing gig before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Are you assuming because they wanted to stalk or protect? I don't know.
Definitely stalk. This guy was very, very creepy. I mean, he was a cop, so it was even weirder.
Wait, the stalker was a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, what a great, juicy nighttime drama we could write. He's a cop, but he's really the enemy. How did you know he was a cop? Was he like...
Oh, because I met him in the club, and he told me he was a cop. He showed me his badge, and like we were talking. I signed some pictures or whatever for him.
And he overstayed his welcome?
A little bit, yeah. He was one of those guys that was just hanging out. Like,
you want to play with my handcuffs?
That kind of thing, yeah. Well, I actually have a degree in police science, so I have my own handcuffs.
A degree in police science? What'd you say?
I have a degree in police science.
Police?
Police, yes. Criminal justice, depending on...
Where you get that?
I never online, heard. You can buy it at the Chinese place.
Yeah.
At the ghetto mall.
I never heard of police.
Is that in a butterfly
police,
knife?
Really? You never heard of police science?
I've never heard of it. That's
they don't
dope.
Give those to defendants.
All right. Aaliyah, so you're here. But you used to be a porn star.
Correct.
Oh.
So that's that. I mean, you understand?
Oh, no. I definitely do because
you deserve a stalker for what you did. No, I'm joking.
But you deserve all these guys creeping out.
Well,
on me,
I mean,
you know,
it comes. It
oh no, it
comes
with the territory, definitely. Yeah. Oh, definitely.
I mean, Jermaine doesn't.
I have a new one now.
Yeah, but
his stalker is
going to be loving and like that's like having a Care Bear, a little fat white girl that just wants to hold him and hug him.
I belong about you, Jermaine. Touch your hair. I belong about you.
What a cuddler. The fuck. I think that's beautiful. I feel that way.
You're inviting stalkers.
I do it. If you want to stalk me, stalk me. I'd flatter the shit.
It'd be great if 6 months later he's on here and he looks like shit. He's like, I should have invited that. That was the worst idea. My life is a living hell.
Jermaine's high cheekbones are bugging me. I really find them attractive today for some reason.
Thanks, Bobby.
Right?
Settle down. Now Rick Chrome, where do you now? I saved the best for last.
All right.
Ricky.
Well, you said his cheekbones.
His cheekbones are very high.
Really? If you did drag, you'd do very well.
I dressed up as a woman the other day, and I look great. Thanks.
Rick, we're here.
A huge cock.
Whoa. You have a huge cock?
No, I'm saying a woman with a huge cock. I don't know. I'm assuming because you're black,
dick.
You've got a...
I got a fat dick. I got a fat dick.
I got a fat dick.
True. Is it fat or long?
Both. It's pretty big.
Shit. Why?
Pretty big. Mine's pretty good, but it's semi-retired.
I can't lie to Rick. I'm not lying to Rick.
I'd love it. You guys want to fuck on the show for shits and giggles?
I mean, there is a camera crew here. I did think it was a gangbang when I first got here.
I'll be a spotter.
Thanks.
I'll be the only one with my shirt on.
I'll be the one that they won't let me take my shirt off.
Yeah. Like, Bobby, Dan, you guys keep your shirts on.
Ricky, you got this. Sir. We're doing this this beautiful documentary about you. And I'm a little out of it today. I apologize if my brain is kind of floating. I've been up since 5, and I had a couple hours sleep, so I'm a little fucking crazy today. But we're doing this beautiful documentary. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, yeah.
And who's involved and why and how they approached you?
Well, these guys, apparently, one was a former student of mine.
A student of what?
I teach a little stand-up comedy course and writing and performance and that. Right. And Dustin was one of those people who was in that. And he's also a filmmaker and a segment producer, et cetera. He got the idea that I was interesting enough to, because I'm so fucking old, and I've been around so long, to do kind of a documentary of the last 30 years or so of what I've been doing with the Comedy Cellar and all these
and
other
stuff. And the
theme
of it is like... I know you for as long as I've been here, and you know Colin Quinn's in it and Ray Romano. I mean, there's a lot of people involved in this, and you've been here and you've been a solid act but not only actor. What's wrong?
You're fucking great, man. Like, I think you're funny. I think they're following because you're fucking funny too. You're fucking great. Yeah. You're respected too.
Amazing.
I'm dead serious.
Amazing stand-up comic, actor. You've written musicals. You're a writer. You're a musician. You're pretty much a threat in every area of entertainment. And then you're older now, right? And the whole theme of it is that. What the fuck? Why haven't you become a superstar?
Yeah, well, I think it's what?
I don't know. I don't know. I've been a fan since the comic strip days.
All right, stop jerking him
it's
off.
It's the fucking truth.
Dummy, we're talking about what the fucking project is about, you fucking ham bone.
You have the TV show, Jermaine.
Ah, you're right.
No, but I don't know. As we were talking about before, is that you can, in this show business thing, you can do a lot of different things. You can just be a comedian, yeah. Or you can be an actor. And I was never satisfied doing just the one thing.
Right.
And, you can burn out in any one of those areas.
Uh-huh.
And then as years went by, I realized that if I was getting booked as a comedian or royalties from my writing or whatever, yeah. I was still not going into an office and kissing anybody's ass.
Uh-huh.
And, you don't necessarily achieve stardom to be a success. You can,
okay.
And you can work in the business in some form or another. So I guess the theme of it is to, if you don't go away, they can't ignore you, right? And mm-hmm. So you just success is defined by
tenacity
and the fact that I'm still making a living doing what I do artistically.
Well, I said to you at the beginning of this, I think it's very important that you're making this, not just for you. I think it's important for actors, comedians, anybody in this business, because we judge success by money and fame, power, you have a show and you have a shitload of money. Like, we have the Louis, the Amy's, the Ray Romano's. And if you don't make that success, then somehow you fail. Somehow you didn't do it.
Yeah, that's the perception.
Is not true, but it is true in our brains. Coming up as young people, I believe we're all striving for that.
Yeah.
Whether we know it or not, or we admit it or not, you want to have fame. Maybe not everybody for ego, but for the ability to do more things.
Well, also, it's a lot of different things. You get to perform in front of audiences that are there to see you, like sold out places.
Yeah.
I think it's opportunities. Money. To do awesome projects.
To help other people?
Yeah. It's all that stuff. To do awesome projects you want to do that you haven't been able to.
Hookers?
Yeah. Maybe extract
Random
revenge
head.
On a couple of people that were mean to you in your past, and you can pay money for them to be killed.
Right.
In a state.
You can't do if you don't make it.
Gotta be successful if you want to murder
people. Ray Romano could murder people.
I'm going to kill all of you. Yeah. You're all dead.
Rich Voss would go to jail.
There's a lot of people that are famous that are broke, though, too.
Well, this is why
What does that mean?
That, a lot of people think that just because someone's famous that they automatically have a lot of money, which isn't necessarily true.
Give me an example. What do you mean?
Well, look at MC Hammer or even, Leslie.
Why you gotta bring up Hammer? Why you gotta bring up Hammer? He's been working on it.
That's a guy who's a fucking dummy and spent all his money.
Well, yeah, but there's a couple of them out there that people just assume just because they're famous that they're automatically rich, and that's not necessarily true.
Like Betty Sinbad doesn't have money?
Broke.
Is he?
Stop it.
No, Sinbad.
IRS destroyed him, man.
You got to pay your taxes.
That's not the business. That's him not paying his taxes. There's a big difference between with Hammer and not paying your taxes. Because if you get money and you invest it and you pay your taxes, you can hold on. If you make a shitload of money, if you made Hammer's money, or I made it, or Jermaine made it, we'd probably still have it because of our mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need 19 people around us.
Yeah, but also, the business side of comedy is paying your taxes.
I had to pay taxes in porn.
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, it's a real job.
Do you do it under your alias or your real name?
No, I did it underneath my real name.
What's your company's name?
I just used my name.
Okay.
Was that a 1099?
Did they take
out health?
It's a 1099.
Before you do a scene, do they hand you a tax form? Or
can you fill these out real quick?
Yeah. I know you're out of breath, but
I'm sorry. Oh, no, it takes about 10 minutes to fill out all the paperwork.
Before you suck that dick, are you an alien?
Yeah.
Are you?
We want to make sure that you're giving an American blowjob. And you're not taking blowjobs away from Americans that need to do that.
But because
I know Mexicans will suck a dick for less.
But you made that. You're making this. because we would all think a guy like you who's done musicals, you act amazing in Louis. You're amazing.
You too. I mean,
and your comedy is amazing. You're always funny. You're always killing it. You can sit down at the piano. You can fucking stand up there. You can host. You can headline, whatever it is. And we're all like, what the fuck? But what you're saying, the moral is that you're still in the business. You're happy. You pay your bills. You may not have 10 fucking mansions. Yeah.
But you got to fall in love with the work.
Right.
You
got
to fall in love with being a comedian or being whatever you do. You can't go in there and saying, I'm going to get into this business to win an Academy Award or even to get on The Tonight Show or whatever it is. If you fall in love with what you're doing, then everything else is gravy.
Doesn't matter.
But I mean, I agree with that. And
if you can pay your bills.
I think that visualization is a positive thing.
Sure.
You're right, dude.
I'm getting fucking spit on by the air conditioner.
No, it's the rain. It's raining. I think.
No, right? It's the AC.
Is it raining?
Feels like my fucking right arm's going paralyzed, and then I realize it's little trinkets of water.
Sorry. I thought it was a mist feature, but it's
so maybe put the.
It's kind of like doing a porn.
Put it down, then
you get wet. Down. Deal with it. It's
fucking all over the place. Jesus Christ.
But anyway.
So but I think that visualizing. I know people say I always thought of getting an Oscar, and I believe in that stuff. I believe that you can want to be famous if that's what you want to do. If that's your goal, to be famous, fine. That's fine. But there are people who just like to write music, like to perform, and like to tell jokes and get better at it. And I think what I say is the second you become successful in this business, when you decide to be happy first, when you decide in your life, I just want to be happy. And then it's weird that I feel like things just start to come to you.
Yeah.
Like good things start to come to you when you're just like fucking happy.
Yeah.
When I was trying to get something to make me happy, I never could achieve happiness. And I always seemed to fail at that goal. I'd get close and it would disappear or some shit.
Sure, because you have this frustrating exterior and that doesn't attract people. But when you're relaxed and you're just being wonderful Bobby Kelly, people are attracted to you and those opportunities are attracted to you.
Right.
You know, it's nobody like, should we get that guy? No, he's a hothead. He's always an opportunist. But if you're just happy being who you are, then like, hey, let's get him.
Yeah. It's always, I don't think anybody wants to associate themselves with somebody who has an agenda. You know what I mean? Like, it's just weird to hang out with someone you know is just out there.
But we know that.
It's like when
you know those people in the business and they're successful. Some people are
cutthroat.
Yeah. Some of them are really successful and we know them.
But there's some people, there's a lot more of those people that aren't successful because people are like, that's fucking gross. There's a couple people that are like, hey, could you tweet out something? Like, they'll send you a message like, tweet this out for me. And you're like, no, that's probably. Listen, if it's like a friend of mine and it's their show, I'm going to do that.
All right.
But if the guy was a dick to you,
if it's someone I barely know and they're messaging me like, hey, it'd be really cool. Hey, how are you? It's like that fake bullshit. Yeah. Like, how you been?
Yeah.
Listen, could you tweet this out for me? And it's like, no.
There's that.
That's your agenda. I know.
There are unsuccessful comics who text me, hey, you think SD would? I'm like, I don't even talk to you that much and this is weird. Whatever.
So I think there's a lot more of those. But you're right. There are a few that have made it so high up. But those people are never happy. They're always
they're
miserable and they're always grabbing at that fucking success.
Yeah, they'll never be complacent with what they got. They just want more, and they just can't. Just
it's the power consumes them.
Yeah.
Are you happy, Rick?
It's like a Marvel.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Are you happy? Look, I'm serious. I'm asking you seriously. Are you happy?
You mean right now?
No, I'm talking.
It's a little hot in here.
How about fucking Dan couldn't take a couple sprinkles?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I'll do 2-hour podcast where I'm just getting spit on by an air conditioner. Just my whole right side's wet.
It's not lava.
It's hot.
I don't know what it is. It could be Freon. That's an old air conditioner.
That's not Freon, dude. It's
actually.
Because I added this spray feature to it to cool you down.
Bullshit. You're so
I just got
bullshit.
It involved. I got it involved.
Bullshit. So listen. Frederick, they haven't updated their system in years. I'm an AC buff.
Do you have a boyfriend?
Who, me?
No.
Oh.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, back to my happiness.
Yes, are you happy?
Well, we're talking about my happiness.
Are you happy? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
Yeah, I'm
happy.
I'm
a little tired today.
I'm happy, but I wouldn't say I'm content.
What would make you content?
More work in what I'm doing. I'd love to do more of the more of the performing and more of a higher end.
What would
I'd love
be
to
your
do.
Dream gig? If I
well,
could,
see,
give,
I can't narrow it down to one thing.
If I could give you something right now in this business to do, what would it be?
Yeah,
would a tour, doing stand up. Would it be a television show? Would it be a play? Would it be a room full of Asian boys? What would it be?
Well, let's start with the Asian boys.
Fun. And
from there.
So you want to start with dessert.
Well, then I'd be much more relaxed when I'm doing stand-up.
So Italian. You know? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
No, sure. A television show. For me to do. All right. When you first start doing comedy, and I started in 1977.
Holy shit. I wasn't. No. Go ahead.
Yeah. Right. So the goal was to get to be on The Tonight Show.
Yes.
Just go out and do 5 minutes on The Tonight Show.
And you.
And that. And I never achieved that.
You never did.
I never achieved that. And so would that make me ecstatic.
So you want to I'm going to make that happen.
You are.
Yes.
All right, make it happen.
We should call
Jimmy
guys.
You're going to reanimate Johnny Carson?
Not that.
That Tonight Show.
We're going to go to Johnny's grave, and I'm going to fucking dig his bones up. Dan's going to hold them. Jermaine's actually going to hold them because he has the skeleton body already.
I'll do the Weekend at Bernie shit.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. If we Weekend at Bernie, Johnny Carson.
Can you do Ed?
That is weird.
He can do that? Yes, sir. Yes.
Do you want to do the Tonight Show, Jimmy Fallon? Would you do that?
Of course I would. In a heartbeat.
So
of course I would do it.
Why doesn't your, what's your name again? I forget. Justin?
Dustin.
Great name. Dustin. Okay, what's your name? Dustin.
Dustin's a guy that steals your girlfriend. And she's like, I'm going to go hang out at Dustin's. You're like, you guys are just friends? You guys are just friends. You're going over there at 1 a.m.
Yeah. And when he comes, he goes, Dustin.
Yeah, that would be super narcissistic, but that'd be pretty awesome.
When you come, do you look in the mirror and go, what's up, Dustin?
Dustin sounds like a guy that's the name sounds like he's either going to steal your girlfriend or you used to smoke weed with him in middle school.
I don't want you hanging out with Dustin anymore.
No more Dustin.
Dustin and the skaters that I used to hang out with.
Hey, so Dustin, the guys who we know, the guys who book the Tonight Show,
that's sort of my light. There's been a few sort of pipe dreams within the documentary, and that is that.
Yeah, because you realize at the end of this documentary, I either have to make a comeback or die.
It's going to take a real tragic turn when they just the text pops up.
Sad about
Rick
him.
Died.
First of all, this show today is if we don't get you on it today, we have a guy in the other room that's going to actually murder you. So this is the actually I'm in on this with Dustin.
Okay,
and this fucking Viking right here.
You can cut all this out.
I was going to say that was like one of my
in your mouth
dreams, like leading into this. Because now the documentary, the interesting part. Part is it's not one without the other now. So,
do you have the five minutes to do?
Sure.
I mean, I don't say that to be an asshole because you could have 3 hours of material, but to do 5 minutes on the Tonight Show now,
right.
Today, and fucking do well, it's not really that easy. I mean, you have to really.
No, but it's putting together a set that has a laugh line every three or four lines, and it's not just a long rambling thing, which you can do in a club.
Give me your first joke. I'm Jimmy Fallon.
Well, come on. Right now, here's your first joke.
This is your fucking opportunity.
This is your chance, Rick.
It's your chance. You guys.
You just made it a buy-off.
He sounds like a boxing, hyping boxing guy.
Come on, Rocky.
Come on, Rick.
Well, I think.
Don't do this to me.
I'm joking. I'm not going to make you do that. I mean, now you're not getting the show. I'm
no, of course
you.
Not.
So this is going to lead up to the.
I think that we could get you that. I think we could at least we could ask. I think that would be an amazing story.
Yeah. I'm sure some people can call James Fallon, and he can respond.
I think we should fucking try. And you know what would be amazing about it? That this show would be the fucking, the diving board, the springboard into the end of the fucking movie, and I would come off as the fucking hero,
because
I kind of made it happen.
Bobby, looking out for himself.
You're the queen maker.
Remember that? There was a dude who had a documentary.
That's my father used to call me.
You remember the guy who had a documentary? It led up to him getting a spot at the Comedy Cellar.
No.
You remember that? The guy had a documentary and he just gets spots at the Cellar for about a month.
No.
You remember this guy? He's an old dude, bald head. I'm gonna look up his name, but he had a documentary.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. Skinnier, shorter dude. And he did stand up.
No.
It's the truth. He was like, I'll put you on, for about a month he was getting spots because he had a documentary that he wanted to sell his whole life.
I think we should try to do that. And here's the other thing, Ricky. Ricky, can I call you Ricky?
Absolutely.
So if you got on the Tonight Show, what do you think in your brain? Would that just be it, or do you think that would because when you do something like that, you're always like, oh, maybe this will help me here, or this will get this. So you have these other things. Would you want that to go to somebody? Would that just be satisfy you to get that one spot?
I think at this point, after 35 or 38 years of doing this, that I wouldn't take that too seriously. I mean, it would be a wonderful thing, and it'd be a nice feather in the cap.
Right.
But I know enough about this business so that you know, one part of the doing one appearance on a show.
Yeah.
Of course, you'd hope it to lead to something else, something steady. Right. I wouldn't. I would want to build on that, but I would not be devastated if it didn't.
Right.
You know, I think now, you know, when you're younger, you think, oh, I'm going to get this, but then if it doesn't add up to anything, it's the end of the world, I'm going to do drugs, and then you die.
Because I remember talking to Manny about you and Mark Cohen.
Yeah.
I mean, and I remember coming to New York, and I'd see you guys go on stage together.
Yeah.
I was, the guys, they would fucking rip it up like you've never seen somebody rip it up. I mean, just fucking improv and written sketches and piano and song and stand up. It was fucking stupid. I mean, I fucking hate that piano. I fucking curse your name every time I go, but I know that that was put there because of you, and that stays there because of you. And I respect that. But every time my stomach hits it, I almost fall back into the table.
I told him to. I
you
told
know you
got to
do to take it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you're not supposed to give us the most hilarious imagery of all time, and we're not going
to
laugh?
Hey, man, I'm supposed to fucking make a crazy face. Have you ever seen Dom DeLuise?
Yeah, you trust falling into the first row of the Comedy Cellar audience?
It's always funny.
I've seen it so many times, I don't say shit. I think it'd be funny if this documentary led to something more obscure, like you on the spot on Sesame Street or something like that.
Okay. I would love that.
That'd be fucking awesome.
Well, I don't know.
Sesame Street.
I would love to be like Mr. Hooper's ex-lover. Who just came back?
God, can you settle down? My kids watch. No, I'm kidding.
Right. That's progressive.
Shut up, you fucking corporate douche.
This is
no. I would love to see
Bonnaroo booking ass.
I would have left my kid with Rick Chrome. How's that sound?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, you want to be a babysitter?
Just singing.
No, I can't. I can't with the poop.
Really?
Can't.
That's kind of weird.
No, that's what you'd think, but no.
If it comes out of an Asian boy.
Even so.
That's what you think.
No.
That's what enemas are for.
That's right. You know, you got to, you know, professional.
Yeah,
you,
but baby poop's different, dude. It comes out like clay.
Right?
Yeah, it's like, do you have a kid?
I'm not good with clay.
I had a little sister, but I don't remember much of that.
So, all right. So we get you the Tonight Show.
All right. All right, deal.
You blow the fuck up.
You blow the fuck up.
Uh-huh. You will.
Rick Chrome fever.
You're gonna
hits America.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to go on the road.
I would.
Really?
Sure.
You'd do the road.
Absolutely. I did the road for years. I did college throughout the 80s.
You want to go back to it?
Well,
Vegas.
No. I mean, if it was affordable and I could do it, sure, I'd love to go on the road for a little bit.
Really?
Sure.
Now, you wrote this play, I remember, musical.
Well, it's a comedy review. It's songs and sketches about, it's called a topical review. People in the news, current trends, famous people.
Right.
And it's kind of like a Saturday Night Live or a you know, you take things that are in people's, you know, like what we do here. I just do comedy routines based on the news,
right.
But I put them to music and I put them to sketches. So
right.
I've been doing that on and off for years, since 2004.
Right. But you put it on as an actual show.
Yeah, as a show.
And it's still going on.
Yeah, it's still going on.
And you rewrite it all the time?
I add stuff to it. I have other people who contribute to it now because I'm not doing it all.
Right.
But yeah.
It's a long time that's been up.
It's a long time.
How many years?
This current production is 5 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you teach comedy classes.
I teach.
Which a lot of people, a lot of comics don't agree with.
Well, right. But I understand why. And because they probably assume I'm doing something that I'm not doing.
Yeah.
They probably assume that I'm
just taking the money.
Well, yeah.
It's the teacher.
Well, you could
to
do.
Me.
Well, the teaching thing is I mean, I could go into the
writing,
the nitty gritty of it.
Yeah.
But there are things you can teach that we absorb by hanging out and watching other comics, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
There are things writing and performance. Mm-hmm. How do you take a concept and then play against it? To get a laugh line, how do you? What point of view do you come from?
Mm-hmm.
There are basic things that can be taught, and I can't give anybody a sense of humor,
right? Yeah.
But I can say that punchline needs to be exaggerated.
Yeah.
Now, like that, I was watching that routine that you do about the eating healthy sucks or whatever
terrible
it is, and you do
terrible.
This little No, it's a great routine. But you do that thing about you know, technology should offer some alternatives for to making food taste good. But but then you say, look, you go, all have cell phones. We used to have to make a call.
Yeah.
On a shut up.
Teach Bobby. Just teach Bobby how to do his
But what he does is great.
He have you ever seen your act? It's probably one of the worst on the fucking market.
Look, he says, on the market.
He says you have to
literally.
No, but listen, he talks about a payphone, right?
I will go fucking toe to toe with you on air live.
Bobby, you've heard it here first. The challenge has been made. Jermaine Fowler versus Bobby Kelly. Right.
This is your face watching Jermaine
Who acts out more? We'll see this Sunday.
A Hammania. Hammermania.
And then he comes in and goes, what do you mean? I do.
Yeah, listen, bro, we didn't say a voice off. If you want to do that shit, you can dance into my arena. And I'll take that challenge to the bank.
I'm sorry, Rick. I was having a good time.
I forgot what I was saying.
You were saying about the
payphone. We know you're having a good time. It's called a podcast, dummy. Stop apologizing for being funny.
Guys, I'm sorry for podcasting.
sorry for...
Man, he was in the middle of something.
He was talking about payphones in your act.
No, you do cell phones.
No, you're saying you make payphone references.
All right.
Poor Rick, now you fucking
put him on. This is why none of you could teach. You have no patience. You have no focus.
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're out in the hallway.
That's right.
Practicing. And bits.
Skipping class.
That's right.
You're talking about the black comics, right? Not the white comics.
And me. Please say it, just so I can say the N-word.
Don't say that on my show.
That was a joke.
He's got sponsors.
I know.
You
I'm
know
corporate
that,
Dan.
All right, fuck it.
Go ahead. Just go.
You know
Rick,
that
I'm sorry.
Line where you do, where you say you had to make a use a payphone and get bum aids on your ear?
Yeah, bum aids. Yep.
Bum aids.
Yeah,
right?
Bum
okay?
aids. Yeah.
So bum aids. Now, somebody else could have that same thought, and they come to me and say, you have to use a payphone and get a horrible disease on your ear.
Right.
I would break it down and say, we need something more. Well, let's be more specific.
Right.
What kind of disease? AIDS.
Yes.
Okay. Let's give that more than that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
What's a horrible person to have a bum aids?
Right.
You know? So these are things that I can point people to. And,
right.
And,
you're giving them the ability to, okay, that's just a funny concept.
Just looking at something a different way. That's what we do as comedians. We take a concept and we look at it from another angle. We just did a whole big improv here about it, whatever this fucking sports show was. you know, but it's looking at it from a different angle.
Fight promoter.
Yeah. Whatever.
Comedy fight promoter.
I wasn't listening.
Only in America. Only in America can a man from Boston go against a man from D.C. I don't know. That made no sense.
I liked it.
It was true.
Keep going.
No,
preach.
He gets insecure with his voices now.
Stop. I was beaten by Joe DeRosa.
DeRosa told him not to do voices anymore.
Wait, when was what?
Oh, that was a thing for years.
Yeah,
he was like a military abusive father.
That
was like, don't you do voices? And I was like, hey, whoa.
Before you started?
I'll write jokes. No, I was like, you know, I first started coming on the podcast.
Oh, we know you have jokes, but we also know you do great voices.
Thanks, bro.
You should fucking do them all and be proud of them.
Thanks, Bobby.
You like White Harry Spears, man.
What's that?
White Harry Spears.
I'll punch you in the throat.
It's a good thing.
Now whose side you're on?
I'm on my side. I'm on Team Dan's side.
I'm gonna throw this fucking fan right at Dan's face.
But you're gonna be hot then, Bobby.
Hey, fucking Whoopi, relax. What?
Bike Messenger Face has a good point.
Hey,
you throw that fan,
you're gonna be hot.
I really will. I really thought about that when he said that. I was like, wait, he's right. Yeah. Little thin boys, right?
That's how you shut down Bobby's violence. Just rationale.
You're gonna be hot.
Yeah.
Bobby, you do this,
you're gonna be hot.
You're like one of those teachers that works with privileged emotially disturbed kids. I'm gonna kill you. And you're like, you do that and you're gonna lose TV privileges. You know you don't wanna lose TV privileges.
It's all hands.
Well, Ricky, back to you. I think that I've seen your classes. I've actually seen a little bit of it, and I actually think there's certain people that can teach comedy or teach not how to be a stand-up, but what being a stand-up involves, to help somebody mold them a little more. And
I took his class.
Well, I could be wrong, but I mean, not everybody. No.
She was with Veronica.
With Veronica.
Did you really think it's
yeah,
fast? Really?
I did,
what do you think it helped?
Yeah, it helped with writing style and, like you said, like adding more like punchlines to things. It definitely helped me.
Well, you
like
would be more
descriptive.
Specific, yeah.
Yeah, there are different kinds of jokes. There's different kinds of ways.
Is there any way I get a discount for Chris to join?
Absolutely.
I would like to throw Chris in like a 3-week fast course. Like
an intensive.
Yeah, intensive, yes. And I want to put him in for like a whole 4 years. I want Debo to go to high school.
4 years.
Comedy high school.
For me, I think
what school is it? I think it's Emerson, where they're actually going to be teaching.
There is a comedy.
Like comedy, yeah.
But, you know, I think it gets a bad name because there's a lot of people out there who just, you know, are out there saying, all right, I got nothing else to do, and get up, sit down. That's
exactly.
That's not funny.
They do it for the money.
Right. But yeah. I would never do it if it didn't turn me on. The only reason I get more out of actually teaching it and getting under the hood with people's jokes and crafting them and then seeing that it becoming a performance and getting laughs. The very act of doing it, that turns me on.
Okay.
So I'm not like some other people I can name.
How does it turn you on?
Why can't you name them?
Well, I'm not going to do it because...
Are they other comics teaching?
Sweetler, yeah.
Well, that's just it. They're not... No, DF is a comedian.
It's not the comedians who teach. It's like...
It's when the club owner guy...
You do.
God damn it, you're cute.
He loves comedy. I feel like some people who are just done
like
with
a
it
little,
teach and
little,
it's not
toy I want to collect. I see. He reminds me of Yo Gabba Gabba, all the little things with the guy.
The host and the creature.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Listen, if you get me to the Tonight Show and I go on the road,
yes,
then I won't have to do as much teaching, and I do have sometimes retarded people.
Here's the deal. Let me ask you another question too. I think that you're gay.
What?
That that was just the worst insult ever. Like, Bobby, why did you say it like that?
Yeah.
He goes, so
gay marriage is legal now.
Yeah,
it is.
I saw you in the documentary. You did. Yeah. You were on stage talking about being gay. What was the joke? That was a fucking hilarious joke.
I was talking to this tranny boy who was, you know, boy to girl, but this day he was dressed as a boy, and he was being flirtatious.
Right.
So I said, maybe we should get together later. And he said, I don't know. And do what? I said, well, I don't know. Have gay sex. He says, I'm not gay. I'm a girl. I said, you can be the girl. I'm going to suck your dick anyway.
That's a great joke.
You were in the closet on stage for a long time.
Oh, sure.
I said this to your crew when they filmed me one day. I didn't know you were gay when I first came to the Cellar, and then Pete goes, wow, he's gay. Like, Pete Corelli was like, he's so gay. And I go, Rick is not gay. And then he goes, what? And he goes, look in there. And you were on the piano going, how my baby? How long? And I was like, oh my God, Rick's gay. I didn't know you were gay. You're like, la 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 la, oh, Jay. And I was like, holy shit.
I was not doing Hello, Mahoney.
I know. You can sacrifice your sacro sitting in the back row.
Oh, see, you're gayer than me right now.
I just spit on my laptop.
That's true.
But now, is it a different ball? Is comedy ball game for you now?
It sure is. I mean, it was
a whole new lease on life.
Well, before, you know, I mean, look how fast the whole acceptance in our regular culture has. It's been so fast. It's been like 15 years that, oh, you're gay? Okay, so that's cool. Right. So what? But, you know, 20 years ago, or when it first started, the minute you did something about, I'm dating this guy or whatever, the audience would clam up and, oh, my God, it's so subversive.
Yeah.
There's one in the room.
There's one in the room, you know. And they'd be like, oh, he doesn't.
Look how he moves.
You know, but he's not prancing around the stage in an effeminate way. He's just like a regular guy. Yeah. And he just said he's and then I go to the piano and I'm like, okay, gay. Yeah. But
you should have opened with the piano.
Should have opened with the piano. Or Zesty said, yeah, do the piano, then do more piano. Yeah.
Judge of us, only guitar.
Only guitar. Don't, no talking.
Really?
They don't like the talking.
Keith Robinson, just host. Quick, bring people up.
Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, it was. But now I just noticed this, the whole gay marriage thing. It's weird because I used to be able to get a laugh simply on doing a gay reference or alluding something. And now people are like, yeah, so what else?
Right.
So I'm not subversive anymore. I'm not sure I'm liking this whole big gay acceptance thing.
You can start porn.
You know, I can't do, you know, gay guy can't catch a cab stuff anymore.
Yeah. Same thing with being black.
I'll tell you this.
Do you think it is the same thing?
I'm joking. Well, no.
No, I'm just not asking.
Nah.
No, but you can't do, you have to do more than just, You know,
you
well,
can't go the same typical.
I'm the guy who's different than everybody in the room. It's like, yeah, we're all different. What else you got?
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
Well,
I like it that I can use it as part of my life and talk about other things.
But you don't have to hide on stage. You can finally just, if you want to say something that happened to you in your life or relationship,
right,
you can make a joke about it. You're truly 100% honest on stage right now, or have the ability to be.
Yeah.
And that must be an amazing feeling
to
do that.
It's great to use the gay stuff as the context, not the punchline.
Right.
You know, where it used to be before, it was like,
everything gay was the punchline.
Everything
gay. And I'm gay. And they're like,
this fucking guy,
there's no way.
They
don't
really exist.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Can you explain that to Jermaine?
What, punchline?
Yeah, the context part. he just shook his head.
I'm telling you, Act Out 2015 going to be the biggest event Atlantic City has ever seen in my life. Bobby Kelly versus Jermaine Fowler. Who's going to act out the victory? Only you know. $49.99, pay-per-view. I'm very excited for this. I'm going to wear a white seersucker suit with a big 10-gallon hat.
I would do it. Let's do it, Bob.
You're going to be Daryl Hammond?
Yeah, and I would love to. Get that KFC money.
Have we seen the KFC?
I have seen it.
It's awesome.
Okay, listen to me. I know. I knew you were just going to fucking be. It's awesome.
Well, I smoke a lot of pot, and he's doing the Colonel.
Listen to me, dude. Some of those are fucking disturbingly fucking creepy. Some of those, the song one.
Love it.
I've walked a thousand miles.
I love it. Love that shit.
I mean, I love Daryl. I think he's amazing. But it's fuck. Dude, have you listened to it?
He nails it. Have you watched old interviews with the Colonel?
No.
Go watch an old interview. He's fucking nailing it.
Oh, wait a minute.
The real Colonel.
Okay, wait one second.
He's doing Colonel
this
Sanders.
This might make more sense to me. So he's just doing an impression of the real Colonel Sanders.
Yeah, who's been dead for decades.
I thought he was creating his own version.
No, this isn't a Heath Ledger Joker. This is him doing the Colonel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, man.
I've never
now
seen.
Now you're going to love the song. And you know what? I'll send it to you on our phones. I got the MP3.
Why
got
eyes open?
I can't. Why? Did you know that?
I did, yeah.
You did?
Yeah. It was awesome.
What am I saying?
How did you not do that? It's, you know.
Dude, I didn't. I'm sorry I didn't do the fucking research.
I thought you loved KFC.
I don't. I take a Popeyes over KFC.
I mean, who doesn't, though? You got to be a dense asshole to eat KFC over Popeyes.
I love Popeyes, but really?
Churches.
The biscuit for Popeyes is better, but I do like...
Chicken's way better. You ever have the po' boy sandwich?
Oh, the po' boy.
How do I always bring it to food?
The commercials bother me not for Popeyes, so whatever.
What, the lady?
The black slave lady in the swamp.
Yeah. Not a slave. She owns the company.
She owns the company? She owns Popeyes.
Yeah, she goes, she owns the company.
Hey,
I mean, she has a more, she has, like, you know, a note on it. She owes money to the white bank.
You just hear it.
You believe a black slavey lady owns Popeyes.
Slavey lady.
You just hear at the end of the commercial. You just hear a white guy go, "That's enough." And that's how the commercial ends.
You blacken it up too much, woman.
Some guy comes out on the back porch with suspenders, and he goes, "That'll do.
That'll do, girl. We get out there back in the fam boat over there. Get back in the body.
Oh, don't you give up my Cajun recipe?
I'd have slapped the shit out of you.
I put you out there to be the spokesperson.
You gave away too many chicken fingers." In that bucket.
Junior, warm up the course.
Give me your big old basket of crawfish over there. You stop running your yap. Go get my cane and my hat.
This commercial's
over.
That's the end of the commercial. That'll do.
Sorry, sir.
That's what
Voices 2016 is starting this summer.
Yeah.
Dan Soda versus RK Live.
All the voices under the sky.
There's a goddamn gator fight.
We invented that.
We did that. That was me and him. At Eastville
Comedy Club. I bombed and I walked off stage and Jermaine goes, "How are they?" I go, "It's a goddamn gator fight." And we just started laughing.
A lot of gators over there. Yeah. Got a lot of gators.
That was where it originated. Then I took it to the podcast.
Oh, shit.
You took it without me, man?
I told you. That was mine and you knew it.
You took it without me, man.
Hey.
You just took it on the road.
Really quick, I just want to go over to you for 1 second. How many shows are you on right now?
We finished rapping. I guess one right now
is
Friends of Cartoons,
which is
Friends of the People.
Now this show, which I fucking, it is a funny show.
It's a great, it's hilarious. Great.
Oh, it's shit. A really funny show.
Thanks, man.
I mean, everybody on it's fun. It's a, I mean, they're young as shit.
Thanks, man.
I
appreciate that shit.
And all the guys on the cast, I have a good enough relationship with where I usually bust balls, but Kevin Barnett, I had to be honest. I was like, Kevin, you did a great job. And
they
like,
really
is. Sure, man.
I'm he like, doesn't believe it.
Dude, it's a good show.
We've beaten him up so bad. Okay. We've destroyed him. He can't take it's compliments.
It is a really funny show.
I appreciate that.
He's like, it's a very funny show. Let me ask you a question. The role I was going to do, what was it? Was it some fat dude?
Nah, I don't. No, because Jim.
What was it?
I don't remember, but I know, like,
He does.
It was some dude eating something.
No. Because we respect the fuck out the whole crew, this whole crew and shit. Jim, and Keith, and everybody. We don't give y'all the stereotypical type of shit. I think, you can act your fucking ass off, so I don't know.
What was it?
It was something. I don't remember. We have a lot of fucking roles we just give out and shit. I have no fucking idea.
I was excited.
I'm going to find out. If it is a fat dude, I'll tell you, though.
I guarantee it was some dude.
Can I make you feel better about yourself? Yeah. The role I wrote for you in the show that we're going to hopefully start filming, it's not because you're big. It's because you're an asshole. That's why I wrote it.
What is it?
It's content of your character.
Really, really? Because I think you're a nice person.
I think you just called me corporate about 20 times.
Corporate to me is a
you're alluding
nice.
That I'm fake.
Ooh. No, that's not fake. That's corporate. Fake is fake. Corporate is a person who starts a business and tries to make everybody happy.
You're corporating my corporate.
I'm telling you
now. Oh, we'll corporate off.
This summer, August 14th.
Labor Day weekend. Get ready for a battle on the bay. Who could out corporate each other?
I think
Javits Civic Center.
Dan Soda, you are a nice person.
And I take that and I agree with you. And I can say I'm only nice because it's easy to be nice around a guy like you.
I'm going
to
tell you right now, you may call me an asshole and write me, but that's okay because if that's what you need me to do, I'll be an asshole
and let me clarify what I said. I wasn't saying you're an asshole. I was doing a voice.
Well, you know what? I love you, dude. And whatever you need me to do, I'll do. Even if that's walking in shit for a mile.
Do you want me to watch the baby? Because I would love to watch the baby.
I would love you to watch the baby.
I get nervous.
That's a little taste of corporate fest.
See, white people doing the thumbs makes me fucking
the
nervous.
Clinton
I feel
thing?
Like, get a little
smart.
Now, sweetie.
Clever girl.
You're on the show. You're promoting something.
I am.
What are you promoting? Now, can I just be honest with you?
Sure.
Okay. I wish I never saw your porno.
Why?
I'll tell you what. Because I like her. And I she's really cool, down-to-earth person. Comic, cool, but I saw the porn, and the porn was my type of. Usually, I don't really, you know, it wouldn't be my type, but it was my type of porn. Mm-hmm. She was actually being funny and blowing a guy, so it really made me laugh. It was like she was just making jokes, smoking a cigarette, and sucking a dick. So it made me laugh, and it was just really down to
POV pervert number 13. Sorry.
That's hilarious. I love it. Like porn stars can recall porn the way cops can recall case files.
Yeah,
she's like, what was that?
We found that body in the Hudson.
The Hudson.
That was a hashtag suck a cigarette.
Ah, you know what that was? That was precinct 46, case 4731.
Frankie the perv. Frankie the perv. That's what it was.
Got that guy.
Yeah, we got him fucking nabbed the fuck out.
She's like, that was a blow bang. I think that was September.
No, I never did a blow bang.
No?
No. You ever look too many cocks.
Yeah, I don't like them either.
What are you gonna say, Rich?
Did you ever look at like the porn? And after it's done, and you go like, I did that better in the other take.
Yeah, like that's I can't watch other
I'm
girls.
Gagging in that one. I see myself trying to remember.
Or I
the
say,
lines.
Oh God, too much or something like that. Yeah, I critique it too much.
You shouldn't
now.
Have squeezed his
Do you
balls
watch yourself?
At that
point. No, it's no. weird.
Have you heard of the girl who retired after the blow bang? Taylor Hill. It was a throw gaggers four, I think.
No.
And, what the fuck?
I think it was.
He knew.
I know the number.
That's a Danny Elfman score.
I know the case file. She retired. She did a blog out of it. I think it was too much for me. Uh-huh. That's what I watched.
Yeah. Well, I did a lot of stuff that I wouldn't be able to do, I guess, in my personal life because. Mm-hmm. I was...
It hurts?
Protected, no. like, the Japanese rape fetish scene that I did.
Hang on a second. Stop.
Hentai?
Hang on, I need...
Why do you know the word of it?
No, that's the cartoon
I need
porn.
You to write that down for the title of the show.
Hentai.
No,
Japanese rape fetish scene. Like, I actually really got off on that. Like, I enjoyed it.
Well, can you explain what it was to me? Because I don't know what that is.
A Japanese rape fetish
video?
Yeah. It's where
Hang on one second.
Yeah, I bring you here.
Save it for the spank bank for later.
I kill myself with my own dick in my belly button.
Sarah, make sure the cameraman blur out of my penis.
Very cocky.
I don't like to see my own penis.
Fuck a koi fish in mouth.
Sing a karaoke. Then
no,
you
there's
blow
no
me.
Fish involved.
What is it?
A different website.
What is your thing? Go ahead.
Well, no, it was just where he acted like he chloroformed me and then dragged me back to.
Was he in a ninja outfit?
Mm. No, but I really wish he was, because that would have been awesome.
Hey, that'd be great.
I have one.
That'd be great. The actor shows up. He's like, "Hey, Rob, just got an idea for this scene. Just want to talk to Aaliyah about it. I'm gonna wear a ninja suit. And I want a chloroform.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like. Can okay. we get? Can
use
we,
your instincts.
Can we send a PA yeah. down instincts. Chinatown to get one?
Yeah.
I think. What if he uses? Like chopsticks instead of like a knife.
As he's eating the pussy?
Yeah.
Like,
That spreads the lips yeah. apart. Yeah.
What if, and the
that's,
line
that's
is.
That's already been done. I think that's been done.
I heard Damn. You it's like sushi, ninja.
Boom!
And then she opens up a pussy.
However.
But that takes away the rape fetish.
Yeah, we're missing the A storyline.
Fuck.
But she's chloroformed. She's drugged. She doesn't know what she's doing, right?
Okay, so you get raped. Now he chloroforms you. You have to pretend like you're getting knocked out.
Correct.
Or does he use real chloroform?
No, it's all
that would be
that.
Super intense. She wakes up. She's like. So like, it's 4 hours later. She's like. I thought it was a fan. Fantasy.
Scene's done. Don't worry about it. Go home.
What is today?
They just throw a rag on her. Like, there you go.
I don't like that you know how you wake up after chloroform. I'll dry my
It tastes like metal. And everything tastes like metal.
And then they hand her a tax form.
Why do you know that?
I've been knocked out. I think
your mouth tastes like pennies because you've been ass for the last hour and you didn't know it.
I'd rather the sleepy face. She's grinding your butt on someone's face.
All right, so Bubba. So he chloroformed you. You fake pass out. You wake up tied up or in a dojo.
Well, no.
Is there a guy going?
It was just in an apartment. It was just
take out, sweep the leg, Daniel. What happened?
Well, they were supposed to like film him like actually carrying me, but because he was like about 5'4" right. maybe, right. and I'm 5'11".
And yeah. he was Asian.
Yeah, he was actually no. These guys come from Japan to right. film like once or twice a year in California. They rent out an apartment and stuff like right. that. A lot of people do that
okay,
from
so,
other countries.
Okay, so he doesn't carry. You wake up where? Tied up.
Tied up. Yeah, yeah. Very barely tied up. Yeah. Just my hands above yep. my head, kind
okay.
of thing.
And then
I'm just like, because it's supposed to be kind of like a rundown house or whatever, so they throw me on like it's just a mattress, it's a brand new mattress on right. the floor or whatever with blankets, and then he proceeds to rape me, quote unquote.
Is it one of those things? Where you turn like halfway through, you're like your character gets into it?
Yeah. I'm supposed to act like I'm like in pain or crying. I was actually laughing so hard during the whole thing though that they actually stopped because they thought I was actually like crying or right. in pain. But it was just funny
so
because
now,
it's this little Japanese dude like right. saying that he's gonna rape me. I can't do it.
I'm rape you.
Thank you.
I'm gonna rape you.
That's rape exactly you. How I sound.
Could you please walk to other room? Yeah, too big for me.
Stop
but
rubbing.
I still rip you.
You're rubbing at me.
You're rubbing.
How great would it be if she had to fight him like karate?
She just knocks him out.
No, but that's how he did yeah. to fight karate.
That'd be pretty awesome.
And he won.
Aaliyah Janine's going to fight.
We can start producing
Okay, so well, so he
I came like three times in that scene. I don't know why. I have no idea why. It was just
was
something that just turned me. It was very.
Was
funny.
This before or after the new California condom laws?
This was before.
Oh, what the fuck are you an ex? Why do you know so much?
Dude, I don't know, but
research.
I love it. I love
He's
how
investing
deep he goes.
In a new company. That's why.
Let's talk
Rick,
about this.
I love porn. Porn's awesome.
Rick, what type of porn do you like? Scenario wise, please. Yeah, seriously. Do you like porn?
Yeah, I like porn, sure.
You do? Okay, cool.
Sure.
It's like, you just had the thing like you're like a narc trying to get information. Okay. You're like,
yeah, who
hey,
wants
like porn?
To know?
He's like, yeah, he's like, cool.
I just feel like I asked my grandfather, hey, did you have a fucking nana in a car? Sure. We banged in a car once.
Yeah.
Your Aunt Peggy was, we made her in a car.
I do like the Asian porn, though.
You do?
I don't. It's censored and blocked
out. Yeah,
down.
I can't say
Oh, no.
Well,
that's a Japanese pixelated one.
Mm-hmm.
No, the Thai porn. That's what you want to look
Excuse
for.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
All right.
Thailand.
Okay.
Yeah.
No rules.
But he's talking about dudes.
Yeah. Oh, the dudes.
Yeah.
I keep forgetting.
Well, that's okay. I mean, it still works out.
It still works out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean, it's weird because they're both delivery boys.
Why are you here? Why are you here?
Hey, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter.
You suck me off, I suck you off.
I suck you off now.
Rick Crumb's at home like, yes, that's perfect.
And
you know, enter my dojo with disrespect dragon.
You dishonor my femory.
Do you like tea girls or trannies?
What?
Do you like tea girls or trannies? Or
yes.
Is it just...
Oh, you're asking Rick. I'm sorry.
I'm asking
Rick. Sorry. Yes.
In real life, no. I mean, I've never done that. But I think, hey, it's not that I wouldn't try it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you know.
We got a special guest here today. Mercedes, come on.
And what are they called? T-boys?
Tranny boys.
Trannies or T-girls.
See, I know, but the other way is like you're a straight guy and you get a tranny and you lift it up and, oh, my God, there's a penis. Yeah. But I don't want to lift up the skirt and go, oh, my God, there's a vagina. I'm like,
yeah,
oh,
no, what's
that? That's fucking disgusting.
Where's the penis? I love trannies. I love T-girls.
You do?
Yeah, because I like.
When was the last time you were with one?
Well, it was a couple of years ago.
Really? Now, so could you hook up? Did you liked it? What was the scenario on that?
Well, there was a couple different scenes I worked with.
Like, maybe you guys are like girlfriends. You were friends for a long time. And then you were watching a movie. And then she was like, you know, what are you doing? And then you left the room and she started jerking off. And you came back in. What are you doing? And she hit it. But then you found it. And you're like, I don't want you to not like me. We've been friends for years. Yeah. I still like you. And then Jim Norton walks in. Anybody order a pizza?
Oh, my God. No, I did a really fun scene. It was a threesome. It was two girls and then a T girl.
Right.
And it was like a slumber party thing.
That sounds good. Where's that?
That was actually on my website.
Well, what the fuck? Do I have a code? With the
Tiffany Starr was the girl. It's still on her website, I believe.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
And the first time I ever saw that was with Eric Del Raphael.
I got it already.
Write down Tiffany Starr.
Dude, Jermaine's porn knowledge borders on, like, it's encyclopedic.
Well, here's the thing, is that he's such a clean-cut looking young lad. You think that he's, you know, he's always happy. He's always smiling.
Those are the exact type that would know all about porn.
Really? Yeah.
I gave him my porn list one night.
Yeah. Really. Who was it? It was me, you, and who else?
You, Mark? And was it a Joe List?
No, it was an older comic.
He got too nervous about that.
Oh, Attell.
Yes.
Attell was
That's
there.
Who it was.
Arab Raphael's our favorite. Wow. She's like this Jewish looking lady, big old nose, just looks normal, hot. And she's fucking gorgeous. Wow. And I gave him the whole list.
He gave me like a rundown.
You liked it?
Yeah, I went through it.
My favorite one right now is a massage with a girl. She's legit.
With the hole in the table?
No. She's really giving a massage. I mean, a good massage. And the guy talks her into doing it. And talks her into taking her top off. Mm. And then talks her into sucking his dick. And she really plays it like oh, fuck. I think you're cute, but I can't... And it's a lot of
apprehensive blowjob.
And then she sucks it, and she sucks it well.
Mm.
And then he has to pay her, and you know, and
okay.
It was that's the one I like so far. And then he takes her; they go back to his house, and he winds up being like a fucking dominatrix, and he ties all kinds of fucking weird shit in his basement.
So it continues on.
Oh, it's a good one.
I used to hate that. I used to hate the one Bang Bus when they were like fuck the girl, and
I don't like
they were driving.
I don't like mean shit.
I thought
shit.
It was real. Yeah, I thought it was real. I was like, no, you don't do that. I was
right.
You get a job, you pay her the money.
I'm like,
come on, this is America.
You don't do that.
Hey, Deepa, what's your favorite porn?
I like Asa Akira. She's a big fan of her. So, you know, that's my go-to.
Japanese?
It'd be funny. He's like, I like the data entry one where you get information and you put it in and it is accurate. You get a bonus and you get security at a nice job.
Not a lot of Indian pros in porn.
Yeah, there needs to be.
Sunny Leone.
There's a market. I should join that.
Sunny Dude, that would be Leon. Great.
The men are creepy.
Deepu and the Bandits?
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that.
I don't know.
How about you, Bobby?
My favorite porn?
You just said what it was.
Wait, what was it again?
I like the apprehensive.
Anything that
I don't
I
like
did.
Apprehensive. I like the
I love
quick
my charisma.
Blowjob.
My really charisma just shines through. He can't. I just said it 2 seconds ago. And he's. What'd you say?
He was thinking. He's got porn on the brain.
I do.
Though. He's
I'm
not.
So sorry.
He's thinking all murky water.
Wait, do you like sights or like?
I wonder
porn
what the chat
stars.
Room likes.
stars.
I like stars.
I like sites. I'm a site. I go to the sites. And then
you think what?
X-Hamster's great.
A lot of guys, they don't really know the star. Like, they pick their genre that they like MILF or teen.
I'm a star guy.
You're a star guy?
I go all stars.
There's and you're done with porn. You're done.
Yeah.
You haven't done porn.
Almost 3 years.
3 years you haven't done porn. Yeah. Now, did you have to quit it like a drug, or you just said, fuck it, I'm done?
No, I was just...
So comedy replaced porn for you completely.
Yeah.
Now you're a stand-up comedian.
Correct.
I want to get into this app. We're going to take a break real quick. Okay. We're going to go to the chat room real quick. Then we're going to take a break. I got to do a read, but I want to get in because you're... What are you promoting?
The Hardcore Comedy Show, which is an all-adult/sex-industry comedy show.
Can I go?
What? Yeah. Hang on now. You have a fucking girlfriend.
Oh, they all have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Really? I have a wife.
He just wants to go to the show.
Just going to the show, Bobby.
Yeah, I just want to go see a comedy show.
Thank you, Jesus. Dan.
Thank you, Jermaine.
With porn stars that will be there.
Yeah,
they're all entertainers.
I mean,
Bobby.
I don't look at professions like that. I look at us all as entertainers.
They all sign taxes.
Yeah. Just so long as you don't get into trouble, Jermaine, I'll go with you.
Thank you, Rick.
And then while you're jerking off, I'll keep people away. I'll stand right next to you.
That's right, Rick. You need my support, Rick.
No, I said, no, stop. The young man has a mission to accomplish.
Thank you, Rick.
And I'm here to catch.
You wouldn't do that.
I'll keep the girls off you. You'll be completely protected.
You're my only friend up here, Rick.
See?
Thank you.
I don't think
because I'm
know.
A giver.
Jermaine, listen to me.
You don't know anything about Rick.
Listen, hang on. I'm trying to talk to you. Did you say you'll catch? Well, I don't think. Let's go to the chat room real quick. The Deepu chat.
His A says, I've jerked to Aaliyah many times.
Hey.
MILF porn issues.
Thank you.
Oh, you're a MILF?
Well, yeah, automatically. I'm 36.
I didn't know that. Oh, you look way younger. Okay.
Isn't that like a mother?
Yeah, mother like yeah. Fizzle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you still got a little, you could still do
20-something.
Yeah, you could do teacher.
I'm too tired. Yeah, teacher.
Oh, I've done a lot of teacher.
You could do limo driver. Like female,
cop, maybe.
Yeah, you can do female limo,
nurse.
Office.
You do a nurse,
nurse.
I've been
secretary?
A nurse. I've been a doctor.
Yeah. Casting call, yeah. Do that one.
Secretary,
no. Backroom casting.
A SeaWorld instructor.
Not a SeaWorld instructor. No,
that's
hypnotist.
Good.
There's a Tupperware party.
A dog walker.
Ooh.
No, I think I banged one though.
Okay.
Oh no, he was a
the dog.
Dude.
You banged a comic.
You bang Justin Silver? All right, what do we got?
James Pasqui says, Louis Anderson teaches comedy class, and it's only $3,000.
What the fuck?
Louis Anderson.
I don't care.
Oh, no. I said, put the punchline over there.
What are you doing with the punchline?
Starting with the punchline. Don't start with the punchline.
Someone feed me grapes. I'm hungry.
No, I don't get that much.
Mookie Phillips says, Rick's thin wrists are irritating me.
I got thin wrists too, motherfucker. What's up?
Sorry, man.
What does that mean?
You know what would be good here? Your cuck.
Yeah.
Give him that shit, Rick.
I guess that's not going to make the documentary, is it?
Oh, they're putting all this shit in there.
I'm not going to get you the Tonight Show with that little fucking gem.
Yeah, the Tonight Show to that point. It was like,
it was weird.
What else you got?
Can't do it.
James Pasqui says, if Obama drops the N-word on your podcast, would you make a joke about it or pet your cat?
What?
Oh, it was a Marc Maron reference, I think.
Did he didn't drop the N-bomb.
He didn't say nigger. He said nigger, right?
No,
yeah. I'm sorry. What the fuck did
he
just say?
It was more contextual. He wasn't like, what's up, nigger? He wasn't like that.
Obama
said that?
No, Obama.
Yeah, he was making contextual. It wasn't like, yo, what up, nigger?
He said, what up?
Yeah.
No.
He said it.
Marc Maron did? Who said what?
Obama said it on What the Fuck.
What did he say?
He was talking about.
You be Obama. Use a voice.
And use the word.
I forgot how he said it. He was like,
Jermaine, you say it so everybody can feel comfortable, please.
If I knew what I would say, he was like, there's a problem, and people need to stop saying that the word nigger doesn't mean that there's no problem. There's racism in this country, and that's basically what he said.
Yeah, that was
he said if you don't, it's more than not saying it in public, is what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said not saying it in public doesn't mean that you're going to cure
racism.
Yeah,
you racist. Yeah. You did it. You said that on purpose. So he just wanted to. He didn't even know.
White privilege. It's pumping through my veins, Batman.
He didn't know what he said.
No, I did. I listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
What else you got? Jesus Christ, Dan. You scared the fuck out of me.
That's a nigger.
Hey. And I said, and then he said, I don't like. He didn't say that at all.
His southern came out.
Yeah, you need to stay away from white women. Stop taking our sweet Anglo queens.
Yeah, Obama said that.
That was me doing Barack Obama.
Yeah, it was he was paraphrasing.
What else you got, Depo?
Ryan Kaiser says, Bobby, great show on ONJ today.
Hey. Oh, thanks.
Thanks.
I find when I do, here's the thing, when I do an O&J, if I could get to sleep by 11 and sleep really good, and I have such a great show. When I go to bed at like 1 and I wake up at 5 and I'm tired, God damn it, I wind up listening. I'm a second behind the conversation, and I'm sitting there, like, I'll watch Jim talk, but, and then it turns into TV to me. I'm just like, wow. Yeah. Like, Gervais came in today, and he's talking, and I'm just like... Like, I forget. Dummy, you're not, you're in the show. You're not, listening.
Charlie Rose, yeah.
But if I don't get enough sleep, sometimes I had a couple good lines. We had some good conversations, but it was, I really got to get my sleep. I can't get up at 5 in the morning and do it anymore.
But you also know Ricky.
Ricky.
There's times where I'll go on O&J and there'll be a celebrity there, and I won't say anything because I don't have a place to say anything.
I do that, Dan.
And then after the show, they're like, "What are you, a pussy? Why didn't you talk?"
No, you did the right thing.
Yeah, like, I'm not gonna.
You did the right thing. I've done that before. I just shut my fucking pie hole.
Yeah,
but like Christian Slater was in, who I love. Oh. Great show, Mr. What is it?
Hard Rain.
Mr. Robot.
Mr. Robot's the new one.
This fucking show is awesome, and Christian Slater is great. And he's one of my favorite actors. I actually told him to his face. I go, I love all. I knew every single movie he's ever done.
Did you say that because he was the only celebrity in the room, or did you really?
No, this was before.
Okay.
They had Rick Ross in that day. Well, he was cool.
Mm-hmm. Freeway Rick Ross.
Free. I bought his book for fucking $50.
The real Rick Ross. Yeah.
But Untamed Hearts was one of my favorite movies.
And Cuffs.
And I told Cuffs. I like Cuffs.
Excuse me.
Untamed Hearts. That was a great movie. He had a baboon heart.
What'd you say?
In the movie, he had
more shit on a.
Hey, Jermaine.
Jermaine, that's when you realized that this was just all
he really
a
had a shoot interview.
The shoot.
All right. Well, listen, we're gonna be right back. Everybody in the chat room who's watching live, stay tuned. You got questions. Get them in there now. Get them to Deepu. If we haven't got to your questions in the last couple of weeks, email them to ykwd@ridecast.com right now, and I'll read them. I'll have Deepu read them on the air. But if not, just ask them in the chat room. You know, I hate side views. You cock fucking.
Sorry,
I have
that.
This camera set up perfectly that I look like I dropped 10 pounds.
Fuck, I'm so sorry, buddy.
And then he whips up a side view, and they shows him reality. I have to see it. Just don't let me see it when you do it.
You look good.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man.
Are you lying?
You do look good.
You know I like you, right?
I like you too.
I love you.
Love you, man. You're fucking
I love you more.
Stop, man.
I do.
Don't do that.
I do. No, I'll do it.
Let's go to break.
We're going to break right now. We'll be back, and we're going to talk to this sexy woman about her show. We're going to talk to this sexy other woman about
his
movie, and we're going to go to break. Don't tell me to go to break. I'll keep talking.
I thought you needed people to interrupt you more. Wasn't that the thing?
Break. Hey, what's happening? Check this out. Baseball is in full swing, and you can be part of the action all season long at DraftKings.com, the official fantasy partner of Major League Baseball. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments, just instant cash, instant gratification. Why wait until the end of the season to get paid when you can win all these huge prizes every day? At DraftKings.com, it's like a brand new season every time you play. Just pick two pitchers, pick 8 position players, and pick your cash. That's it. Just pick it up. Your cash is right there. Ask Peter from Colorado. Dan, you're from Colorado. Peter, you know Peter? Last year, Peter won $1 million. Guess how many days? Guess, Dan.
2.
1! $1 million in one day. Simply playing fantasy baseball at DraftKings. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have won already. Cash. All right? At DraftKings, okay? Now it's your turn. This is your turn. So I'm going to make it easy on you. New contest starts daily. So hurry up to DraftKings.com right now. Use the promo code Kelly to play for free in today's $10,000 fantasy baseball contest. You can play for free at DraftKings.com, the official partner of Major League Baseball. Enter Kelly, that's K-E-L-L-Y, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. All right, guys, we're back. Very soon. We are coming back right now. One, two.
You know what to do.
Sexy Bobby.
You know what to do.
The year is 1995.
You know what to do.
People ask me, how do we make Robert Kelly so sexy?
You know what to
do. First off, we take the finest delinquents from Boston, Massachusetts. We put a ponytail on them.
You know what to
do. Tassels. And then you get sexy Bobby Kelly.
You know what to do.
Straight from the heels of a high school. No, Bobby.
You'll hear him chime every time the boy falls to his knee. Yes, some old cliches are true. Just do them and he'll say to you, hi, Bobby C. Hi, Bobby C.
Yeah!
That's
all right. There we go. Rick Chrome, everybody.
Oh, stop that. That was awful.
Here, here's the deal.
That was beautiful.
First of all, now see, here are the difference between, I believe, old talent and new talent. I believe back in the day, you had to know everything. Dance, mm-hmm. song, mm-hmm. sing, comedy, yes. acting.
Entertainment.
Now, mm-hmm. it's just, I'm just going to be a comic. I'm just going to be an actor. We'll be I'm going to learn how to sing.
Yeah.
I'm going to take selfies.
Well, today, well, these days you have to do stupider shit like blog or have a YouTube channel or, and you have to do three things.
I'm going
to
take selfies.
That'd be more obscure. Yeah, shit like that. Your Instagram. You have to be good at Instagram or Vine and stand up. Those three stupid things, but actually having talent or whatever back in the day actually meant.
I'm going to take selfies.
I like Sexy Bob's theme song.
Did you record that? Is that like you can
yeah,
open
this
up
whole
the
thing
show
is
that.
Being recorded.
You like use that.
These are microphones. That's a computer. That's an Indian tech guy right there. Even.
You can use
hello. I don't
know why he has
that's
to be
yours.
The
singing
Indian
about
guy.
Fucking Spanish boys. That's
I liked it, man.
I like Spanish boys.
It also sounded half like a salsa commercial.
It's very similar.
Yeah.
So. Listen, you have this big show coming out with other porn stars?
No, other people that have either worked in the adult industry or sex industry. I have a pimp, Dante Nero. He used to be a pimp. Big J Okerson, he used to do security at a strip club.
Yes, he did.
There's Aaron Berg. He used to be a male stripper.
His name was Brandon.
Was he a male stripper?
Yeah. He used to jerk off for dudes.
Can you not say it's so
yeah.
exciting? Did he jerk off for guys?
For money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
For money.
Not just for pleasure.
That's not stripping. That's not stripping at all.
Yeah,
that's,
it
what's
is.
That called? That's
yeah.
jerking off.
Well, that's
called having
called,
fun.
Yeah, that's a little.
It's called the party.
That's
it's called finishing the meal.
That's what we do for Dan's birthday.
I'm like, no,
summer camp.
Yeah.
So he used to jerk off for guys?
I just the price was right.
So if I paid Aaron, if I went up to Aaron today and I said, I got $2,000, I want you to jerk off on the podcast, do you think he would?
No.
$3,000.
No.
$10,000.
Three yes.
Grand, yeah. yes. I would do it.
$10,000, I'll jerk him off on the podcast. I'll be like, huh? Is this
it.
What you want?
You split it, though. Would you still do it if you had to split the money?
$7,000, $3,000?
Whatever you want. It's your money.
I only want three. It's a passion project.
I do it for the art.
Yeah.
So this fucking show is literally the studio. We're going to rewire this whole thing. The lights are going on and off. So you have him and anybody else? Any women?
Yeah. Obviously, Lauren Petrie. She was a webcam model and a stripper.
Really?
As well. And Jackie Furbeck. She worked in a strip club for about a week. But the girl that I wanted, she's not in town. So
who did you want?
Caitlin Bailey.
Really? What does she do?
She was a sex worker.
Really? What's that?
Oh, she was.
She was an escort.
She was a really? Prostitute.
Oh, what's her name again?
Caitlin Bailey.
You know Caitlin?
She's on Race Wars.
Yeah. She's on Race Wars, yeah.
I don't know. Can you show me a picture of her? Caitlin Bailey. I got it over here. Let me ask you, who was the other girl? You said Megan who?
Jackie Furbeck.
Who's that?
She's another female comic. We actually have a new podcast together called Hormones Podcast.
Hormones?
Yeah.
Was Jackie an escort too?
No. She worked in a strip club for about a week. So.
She was a stripper or like worked the door?
She was like a shot girl.
What? Wait a minute.
Like a waitress shot girl.
All right.
And you're like, not Jackie.
Yeah.
I was, not my. Oh, I'm corrupting the fuck out of her.
She worked as a. Caitlin did a what? What
was she? She was an escort.
She was an escort?
In North Carolina.
Oh my God,
Carolina.
She's so pretty.
North she Carolina?
Yeah, yeah.
She was in school.
Could you imagine showing up at an escort and seeing that gorgeous
she
girl?
Was young. Well, thank my lucky
she was
stars.
Like,
yeah, she was young.
She was like 17 ooh, when she started
my
doing
ass. Really?
I think she stopped when she was like 21 or something like
I
that.
Really?
Yeah.
Expecting a streetwalker. So and they brought in a little slice of the moon.
Oh, was a little night problem to show up
ooh,
over here.
I thought you were going to have drug problems, and turns out we're going to have love problems.
I got me a nice little American alligator.
Ooh, I want you to go take a bath.
Have you ever had Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yeah. That's the that should be the commercial.
Do not wash your feet.
So that's pretty crazy. So that sounds like a great show.
Yeah, it's something that I wanted to do.
Does it all have to be about sex? Are they all going to talk about sex?
No, it's just, it's called a hardcore comedy show. So just hardcore comedy. I actually have an 80-year-old woman who plays a ukulele that sings about being bisexual and being covered in cum.
Okay.
Right.
She has clothes on when she sings?
She's fully
dressed.
Does
Big J jerk off on her while she sings it?
I don't know, but that would probably cost extra.
Mm-hmm.
That always costs extra.
It'd be funny if Dante went up there and just talked about the economy.
Yeah.
He just did 15 on Greece's economy.
It's economics. You know, just pay your taxes. I work for the cable company. It's economics.
Are there going to be other porn stars there?
Yeah, there's going to be a couple girls. I have Fleshlight and Dallas Novelty sponsor it. So.
Fleshlight?
Fleshlight.
Free Fleshlights?
Yes.
Oh, man.
If your girl don't get you, ask for two slices of pizza. She gets you one choker. You're helping her.
You gotta show her. You're the dominant.
You're helping her in the long run for the next guy.
You gotta mark your scent.
Yeah, man, you gotta piss on her knees.
Pee on her. Right in her shoes.
Here's the thing. Get her favorite pocketbook and take a shit in it, and there you go. Now she's better. Now you gotta, that's what you do. And if that don't work, you should fuck her mother. Fuck her and let her tell her and teach her. Because that's the real problem.
There's a porn applause like break. That. I've done that.
You've done that one?
What, you shit in a pocketbook?
No. Mother's teaching daughters.
I've seen a bunch of those.
Yeah, those are great because they're like, that's not how you suck a dick. Yeah. This is
you
how
gotta
you suck a dick.
You gotta cut the balls and you know you gotta do all a little
stop staring at me when you do it because I really want to just fucking kiss your legs. Talking to you, Dan. You fucking ugh.
Totally blind.
I don't want to fucking your stupid Canadian legs that you have.
Hey, bud, it's not a problem, all right?
You have hiking fucking legs.
I do have Colorado legs.
He's got good legs.
Thanks, what? Bro. Yeah. He's building me up because I said I have chicken legs.
He says he has chicken legs. I'm like, no, he's got good legs.
You don't have chicken legs. Don't offend chickens.
Like Joe Montana.
I have chicken legs.
Dude, you have fucking reindeer legs.
You really know how to make a boy feel special.
Yeah, that was all for you, Dan.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, so when is this show, Bubbaloo?
July 22nd at Headquarters Strip Club.
Gentlemen's
Club.
It's at a strip club.
Of course.
Where is that at? Where is that located?
West 38th Street.
West 38th Street and what? Because we're from New York.
What?
Not a clue.
That's probably 10th Avenue.
We need to know in what? 38th Street? West 38th Street?
It's got to be 10th or 11th Avenue.
I know a guy that does
loading.
Yeah,
it actually is 10th or 11th.
Listen, I know the bouncer.
Yeah.
Okay, so West 38th Street and it's give the date one more time.
July 22nd.
Now, if you don't like rated R comedy or fucked up shit, should you not go to this?
Correct. Yeah, there's going to be a couple of porn stars helping me give away some prizes and
like
stuff
like
that.
What's a prize?
I have Fleshlights and...
Used, hopefully?
Do you want to use Fleshlights?
I fucked one of those.
I can get you a non-used one if you want a non-used one.
I don't...
You gave me my first Fleshlight.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sweet.
I learned it from watching you.
Shut down, Dan. We had a talk. Have you ever used... Ricky, have you used anything on your cock other than...
A Fleshlight?
Yes.
Oh, it's like a hand job from God.
Really?
Yeah.
You like it?
Oh, you got to lube it up.
I know, but I feel like a serial killer. Like I murdered a woman and I took her vagina. I'm like,
looks like
all right.
That's all I wanted.
Yeah. Rick does it. It looks like he's making salad dressing.
Yeah, he's like, hey.
And I sing while I'm doing it.
Meanwhile, I'm just grunting. He's like, you made me angry. You should have made me angry.
Yeah, Dan just spitting his.
You got to put it between two pillows and pretend that you're fucking somebody.
Oh, look at you in the improv.
Oh, yeah. And if you put like a shirt on the pillow while you're fucking it, you can pretend it's any stranger you want.
If you put a shirt with a Japanese flag on it, then you really turned on. Because he likes
Torah, Torah, Torah. That's what they yelled at Pearl Harbor.
Oh, did they? Well, that's a real
one. I was there.
I was going to say that next. Listen, so you're beating all the jokes to you. So you fucked one of these fleshlights.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Now, Deepu, have you ever done it?
Never fucked a fleshlight.
Now, did you ever fuck a fleshlight?
No, I fucked a fake pussy, though, once.
It's kind of like a fleshlight.
You fucked a fake pussy?
Yeah, you buy those fake pussies.
Yeah, they have like pocket pussies and stuff like that.
Get that pocket pussy. Get that pocket pussy. Me and my
friends.
They
have that ankle thing.
Yeah, me and my. Yeah, now they have a foot thing.
Yeah, with the vagina on top of the ankle.
I'm what?
You can fuck a fake foot pussy.
They put a fake pussy in the fake foot.
Why? For foot fetishes.
When I was.
That's so stupid.
Exactly.
When I was in high school.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
I fucked a foot. No.
I fucked a salami.
My friends and I were driving through Arizona. We got the van we were in broke down.
And you guys fucked each other?
No.
You guys sucked each other off?
No.
You guys killed one of them and then fucked him and ate him?
Yes. We were next to a porn shop and we went in and then we got stranded there for 5 days and we had a legitimate group conversation about who was going to smash and grab the pocket pussy that we saw it in because we were like, I mean, and then it broke down and everyone's like, who's going to use it first? And we're like, oh yeah, that's gross.
No, who's going to use it third is the question.
Fifth, there's five of us.
That's the real fucking question.
Can you imagine fifth? You're like, ugh.
Toys are weird, man.
Yeah.
Toys are weird.
Yeah, I like
Why, you never used a toy?
I tried the, I did a festival and they gave us the...
Moon Tower.
Moon Tower. I think they gave us a ring, cock ring or whatever.
They gave us
a... Oh, those are great. Wait,
was that this
the vibrating cock ring? No, I like
last
that.
Year they gave us...
You're not supposed to put that in your ass.
Last year they gave us a fleshlight.
I have something you
I didn't
put
get
in
that.
Ass,
I went
though.
There.
But I didn't get anything.
At Moon Tower?
Because Bobby's the fucking swag killer. That's my fucking, that's what I do. I kill swag. You know when I show up at the festival, you're not getting anything. The year before, you got a fucking computer and a fucking a puffy coat with the logo on it. When I show up, it's one of those hats with the metal little clasp in the back.
Oh, I can't wear those. My head's too big.
I'm keychain year. That's my fucking, that's what I get my swag.
Wow. Kids hats.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you're comics. Here's a notebook.
Moon Tower gave us pocket pussies.
I didn't get shazit.
The game was
Did you ask for a pocket pussy?
This year?
I think
last
I asked for one.
Oh. I was there last year.
Excuse me, Miss Hi How.
Dan got the pocket pussy.
Hey, do you have any more? I didn't get my pocket pussy. I checked my bag.
It should be under Robert Kelly.
Yeah, there was a gift certificate for a leather store and no pocket pussy.
I didn't get a pocket pussy.
I fucked the actual champagne that I don't use, but
I kind of don't not fuck my gifts.
Well, they have a new. They have a new one. I was on the Anthony Cumia show.
Name dropper.
he had one, a new one that you has. It's a mechanical device, and you put. Hang on, let me finish. Fucking negative Nelly.
Okay.
Put your dick in it, and it clasps. No, I'm kidding. Stop shaking your head because you're making me not.
I don't like the fact that you're trying to promote fucking a Terminator. It's us versus the machines.
Hang on. So you put your dick in it, and it has a string with ball bearings around it, and it goes around. You put your dick in it, and then it goes up and down your dick. Hang on. At different fucking... fuck you, dude. They look good.
So supposed to feel like
intervals? At different intervals?
Yes. Yeah. Intervals. So it was like a Brookstone massage chair for your dick.
A machine.
Yes.
Once we start fucking robots,
dude, I have that
where
joke.
Does it end?
I have that joke I just did last week. I go, I can't wait for Robux so I can fuck them.
No.
I go.
That's how they're going to get our trust, and then they're going to turn against us.
You're going to come to my house. My robot's going to be like this. Hello, Dan. Welcome to Bobby's house. The next time you come over, what happened to your robot? He fucked me. Robot lives matter.
The gear's all kicked up.
Yeah. Bobby, why is that thing all jammed up?
I jizzed in its fucking voice box.
Yeah. Robert would not let me sleep.
Robert raped me.
He walks out with a sheet over his back. This is always sad.
My robot starts smoking. Yeah.
It grows emotions because of you.
Starts adding weight and putting different pieces of metal on it.
It gets in a cold shower, not caring about its circuits.
I don't care. Let it end. Let it all end.
Bobby, he won't stop fucking me.
Please, robot god, give me sweet, sweet relief.
Start slicing its wires from its thighs.
Why is there oil all over the kitchen?
The robot
I only feel when I cut. Robert, Bobby. Robert said that we couldn't be friends if I told anybody.
But Bobby don't give a fuck. He's just like, shut up.
Hey, Dad, what are you talking to my fucking robot, Dad?
Just keep it down.
Get that fucking robot over here. Get that sweet robot pussy over here.
The robot goes, I'm sorry.
I have to go.
Dan made me talk.
I'm FaceTiming with it.
Then he comes over and goes, hey, Dan, he's talking, he FaceTime, he goes, I'll suck your dick, Dan.
Please. And I'm like, I don't fuck robots.
No, let me suck your dick.
I think it's unnatural.
I want to blow you. Let me show you what I can do.
Yeah. I'll make you feel real good.
Who are you talking to?
Dan, get that fucking robot pussy over here.
Are you talking to fucking soda, dude?
Dan, the fucking internet on my phone's lagging. That must mean you're FaceTiming, Dan.
I told you not to talk to that fucking soda kid.
My internet's slow. I know you're talking to Dan Soda.
You're going to abuse your robot pussy.
I'm going to fuck. Oh. The first robot cool. that you can fuck.
Oh, cool, God. Bro. More human pussy for me. I don't know what that is. That's my Yosemite
story.
Here's the problem with fucking any device for a guy. For a woman, it goes in you, mm-hmm. and then you just clean it off nice and easy. For us, we have to jizz in it.
Yeah.
And then the cleanup on jizz is fucking
Are you really
disgusting.
Talking to me about cleaning up of jizz? Because it normally ends on me half of the time. So if anyone's cleaning it up,
listen,
it's probably
jizz
me.
Janitor, all right? I'm talking about most girls. You know what I mean? It's not...
Oh, you mean like nice girls?
No, you're nice. You're absolutely nice. But you have jizz on you, but I'm talking about when you fuck something, mm-hmm. it goes in you and you clean it off easy.
When Unless I squirt all over the place, then that's just a
You
whole
squirt?
Night. Yeah.
Oh,
shit. Doesn't that stink?
Game changer.
Okay, but still, the device itself is easy to clean.
Correct.
Okay? Our devices, we're jizzing into that thing and to get it out of that sticky U3 ultimate skin that they've created is a fucking nightmare.
Yeah, but if you ate it like you're supposed to, it wouldn't be an issue.
Oh,
thank
God.
You, Rick. Thank
oh,
you.
God.
Get him, Rick. Get him, Rick.
Get him. That's right. Tell him, Rick.
Rick's like Game of Thrones with his flesh.
You would eat your jizz like you're supposed to.
What was the puppy? The hair of a puppy? What was it called?
Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog.
I guarantee if you look at the directions on it, there's like a silhouette of a guy like this.
Oh. It's got a fucking zero and an X through it.
Or you can just drink it.
Or you can just drink it.
In this part of Westeros, we drink the semen.
Cornstarch, though. Cornstarch is how you clean your latex toys.
Is it really?
Well, after soap and water, then cornstarch.
So you have to do two things.
Yeah, it's a whole big deal.
You know what I do with the vagina after I fuck it? Nothing.
Yeah.
Walk away.
Me too.
You gonna call it again? Like,
No, it's my wife. I fucking talk to her on Tuesday.
You walk away from your wife like a hero in an action movie?
Yeah, I walk away. Clean that shit up.
She blows
like De Niro. Like De Niro in Heat. Yeah.
Don't come in anything you can't walk away from in 2 minutes.
I walk away. I'm out of the room.
I can't walk away.
And it explodes in the background.
He looks back too far.
When you I'm so tired. When you fuck a chick and you come,
bro,
whatever,
yeah, dude,
you fucking jizz on her belly.
When
it's on her, that's her problem.
That's technically possession is 9/10 of the law.
That jizz, once it's in your belly button and eye socket, that I got nothing to do with it.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah, bingo, bango.
That comes on your tits.
That's your jizz. You want help? I might help you.
How about you put it back in my dick and I'll clean it up?
How about I just drink it out of your eye socket like my Uncle Rick taught me to?
Otherwise, it'll sting.
First of all, jizz.
It does sting when it gets in the eye.
Does it?
A little.
Tell me about a girl.
Get the citrus.
Can I ask a question?
What you drink and what you eat comes out.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah. Yeah.
And this may... this fucking sounds stupid.
Oh, well, we don't want to ruin the tone of the show. It's such a high-class thing.
We did an hour of high class. We're getting you on the Tonight Show. Cut to you drinking fucking jizz out of a flush.
Agreed.
Yeah, they could have shut those cameras off and saved fucking digital data fucking an hour ago. Listen, I really want to know this from both of you and Dan.
Every once in a while.
Is it better to have jizz off the tap or like when jizz comes right out of a hot cock, is it better than
if you're lucky?
If like it's been sitting on the stomach or the face?
Oh no, right away. It needs right to, away. Yeah, it like right out of the oven.
Like so sushi. this is like hard shell, like that. You need to like.
Bobby, when donuts are made, it's better when they first come out.
You motherfucker. That was true. A good one.
You got to glaze them, baby. So it's right. Like sushi.
That's really. Why you give the 20 at Donut Pub.
Why is your mic not on?
I still got to go to Donut Pub.
Oh, you haven't been?
No, man.
Want to go tonight?
I can't.
7:30.
No sugar, no grains,
o'clock.
No carbs.
Me neither. I'm not doing it either.
Well, you're glazed with jizz.
So come right out of the fucking cock is
yeah.
Way better.
Yeah, because when it's cold, it's... weird. Like, yeah, I couldn't do cum swapping.
No.
Oh, that's...
It's like the some... best.
And if it lays there on the belly, then it's got hair in it, maybe.
Yeah, and stuff.
Really?
Lint,
yeah.
Maybe lint.
What's the easiest place to be came on?
Mouth.
That's the easiest.
I like, yeah, I don't mind it.
In the mouth or on the mouth?
In the mouth. A lot of times guys like to come on my tits, obviously, for obvious reasons.
Why
Because they're really, I know, you haven't seen them, but they're really big.
I've never seen you titties.
No, never. I've never showed them anywhere.
Did you show them here?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I didn't.
Here?
Yeah. Like, out of respect for you, I didn't
look. Yeah. Like, you were right there.
Out of respect for you, I didn't look. We're here. It's coming now.
I can't see
because it's my birthday. And it's Dan's birthday. And we have both birthdays.
I would let Rick.
You'd let Lick... You'd let... Oh, sorry. You'd let Lick Lick him? I mean,
no,
you'd
let... No, I said I would let Rick motorboat me.
Really?
Oh but please. I'm not going to do that.
Exactly. No.
What
that's
the fuck,
why
Rick?
I'm not going to do that.
Have a heart.
No.
Have a heart. Have a heart.
Rick, if you motorboat it, I'll suck your dick, man. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
I know you're lying. You're lying. You're lying.
I'll suck his dick while he sucks your dick, and then we'll fuck me in the ass, and then Scoble will just open his big fat cheek.
Yeah. I just have to say yes because I'm corporate.
All right, I will moat her while you suck my dick.
Listen.
Then there's no backing
so
out.
Stop for 1 second. Right, we need to stop this show because it's my show, and I need to focus. Rick, listen, man, I like you.
I like you too.
Okay.
I'm not going to motorboat
her. Okay, now motorboating is fucking subjective. Okay, now she could pull her shirt up, you could go into motorboat and then call it quits. I mean, you could. You know what I mean?
That would be false.
If there was a dick here that you wanted to see, and I'd grab it.
No, you wouldn't.
I'd fucking do this with it. I'd go like this.
Nah, but no, you wouldn't.
I'd do this.
I'm sorry.
The second you felt blood pump into it, you'd be like, ah!
The second I felt how big it was, bigger than mine.
Yeah, the weight. You have to put your shoulder into it.
I just look at it like, they get this big?
That's weird. You're checking its density? You're like...
All right. Well,
it's like a science part.
Well, we have a new nickname for Rick, and it's called Selfish.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
Selfish.
Evil. I'm not selfish.
You know, I'm not. I'm just,
what?
Because I'm gay, it doesn't mean I'm a big hoe bag where I want
to
just.
Buddy, has nothing to do with you.
So she's being a team player.
Yeah, you're going to get to motorboat her for us. That's what she's saying.
It's called vicarious.
It's called get to see the best titties in the fucking world because you're awesome.
Best titties in the room.
Well, right. My titties are close.
Right.
Bob's got a spectacular.
Not that you've got.
Dan's a third.
You don't have the best titties in the world. But I'm saying any titties you do in this room is what I'm saying.
She has no bra on, by the way. That's no bra.
Yeah, I do. Are you kidding? I would kill somebody if I don't wear a bra.
Really? What, they sag that much?
They're heavy hangers, dude.
Heavy hangers. I can't see your titties anyways. I'm married.
Exactly.
Oh. not that's like someone that's trying to offer you a bribe when you're at your job, and you're like, I can't. Because I like this job.
But for a price, I could see your job.
I'll be outside in 20 minutes, though.
But I do get off work at 8.
That'd be creepy if I tried to get her to do it, just her and me, like at the stand. Hey,
Hey, so what remember we were talking about on the podcast?
Look, the mics are gone. Right? It's just me and you. No mics.
I don't know where this whole rumor got started that gay guys like to play with straight girls' tits.
Because I've seen it a million times.
I don't like it.
A lot
I don't
of
like
them
it.
Do.
I don't like
that?
It.
I've never heard that in my life.
It's the whole Will and Grace thing where Jack used to play with Karen's tits, and I don't.
I've
like
never
it.
Heard that.
I don't like
some
that.
Do.
Are you
going to
get?
Guys
do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Do you want a boyfriend?
After the Tonight Show. First things first.
Let him focus.
Do I want one? No, you know, right now, no, I'm not looking. I haven't had a partner for like 10 years.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Because I don't want to have to check in with somebody every time I do something.
I thought you didn't have to. I thought the gay community was a little more open.
No, but
than
when
that.
No, when you're in a relationship, it's like you know, you're in a relationship. Yeah. It's like, hey, I want to stop at this coffee shop on my way from getting the paper, but oh, I gotta call him. Hey, I'm gonna have lunch without you.
Be you.
Yeah,
no, you can't. You just
you ain't got to do shit, right?
Yeah.
Well, I remember
this is why I need a boy with a low self-esteem who thinks I'm great.
Yeah, well, not dealing with Jermaine because his self-esteem is fucking nuts.
Pretty well, common. Sure, now it is. Sure,
no. Now it is. But
I'll
when
give
his
him
show
a couple
gets
of
canceled,
years.
Sure. He's going to catch me mid-career when I'm doing shitty. Hey, Jay, how you doing?
Yeah, when he has a little pot belly.
A little one.
A little pot belly.
A little Ethiopian kid who's starving stomach.
Yeah, his dreads are falling out like Stevie Wonder.
He looks like Jerry Rice when he played for the Raiders. It's just all back on his head.
I got three dreads left like Coolio. Yeah.
Stop it.
All right, Rick, let's do it, Rick. Come on.
Hey, Rick, you still have to sell it? I'm going to come by. Suck y'all.
Hey, Rick, it's time, Rick. It's
turns
time.
Out it's a deal. You're a god. I'm a peasant.
I just need a place to sleep.
Yeah. You need a place to put your dick.
That's warm, okay.
Will you throw me some bones if I do a little guest lecture at your school, at your comedy school?
Yeah.
Throw me a few bones, man.
Yeah, well, we'll have your lecture on context.
We've actually talked about it. I sat down with you before because I did something. I wrote in a book. I wrote that book, How to Cheat and Get Away with It.
Oh, right,
and,
right.
We were writing, you know, a whole gay section of, you know, what, because we were writing from a heterosexual man's perspective on cheating. Right. And we wound up not even putting in the book because we didn't have enough information and we didn't have, I don't believe, the right to write about it because we just didn't know about it. I tried
to organize field trips. You would never come. Come on, let's go to the park.
I really did try to ask as many questions as I could, but it was such a huge topic.
Yeah.
It was such a huge discussion that a chapter wouldn't have been good enough. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gay cheating?
Well, the gay cheating and relationships. There was a lot that goes into it. After I talked to Rick, I was like, I told the guys, I go, there's so much more than just cheat. It's like they have, you know, they have the same stuff as us. So if someone's going to write that, it's going to be a gay guy. It's not going to be
people
me.
Too.
Well, we of course. How happy are you about the
gay
marriage?
Are you the dad from the ending of Tu Wong Fu? Who the fuck?
Bad people.
Hey, guess turns out they just like us.
You know what's fine? You can do what turns you want to do. Man.
Do what you want.
I blew the fucking Puerto Rican one.
Yes, so, I'm happy about the gay marriage thing. Although I'm not the marrying kind, but right. Sure.
That's great, right?
Sure, why not? I mean, it's so weird because, you know, you're growing up, you're like, oh, you're not as good as, and you'll never be, and then you get all neurotic, and I don't know. Now we're going to have, like, well-adjusted homosexuals growing up.
We're going to have well-adjusted children.
Yeah.
I think children. Yeah. The generation that's coming up now, my kid is not going to be going faggot or N-word. And my kid's going to grow up with black kids, Puerto Rican kids, gay kids, and they're just going to be friends. That's pretty. Yeah. And then the ones after that. So we are becoming,
we'll revert back to what we were.
Well, I mean, my kid is growing up with a black president.
You say that now until the nigga steals his bike, and you're going to be like, oh, never mind.
I don't live in those
fucking
neighborhoods.
Fucking come over here.
Never mind. I live in a white neighborhood. The basketball hoops have nets in my neighborhood.
Daddy, my bike's gone. Well, clearly it's a mix-up. Let me call around.
Daddy.
Turns out it's at Chase's house. His is a 12-speed. Yours is a 10-speed.
Justin has your bike.
But it is true. I mean, think about when we were a kid. If you told me we're going to have a black president someday, really? That's crazy.
Yeah, I would always just think
and
of
now that.
That
we're going to have a woman president. My kid is going to see a black president, a woman president, and I mean, it's crazy. And
it's going to be
marriage. And
it's going to be weird that, like, I'm going to have to talk to my kid and be like, you can be president. And be like, Dad, there's no white presidents.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
It's going to be like the fucking the NFL. Yeah. Yeah.
There's so many kids who've never seen a white president like these days. It's pretty fucking fascinating.
Eight years old.
Eight and under. Six and under
now. A white president.
They can do that?
Yeah.
That's what bothers me when the people, we're not changing. Fuck you.
Well, that's why people are meant to die.
We're changing. We're changing
slowly.
Not slow.
Very slowly.
Faster than it's ever happened before in the last 10 years.
Took a while, but
we're changing. And what's helping is technology. the more the world is connected.
Things are getting exposed.
I would say what's really helping is the people that are coming after comedians. I think that's probably the best thing. That's making progress happen the most.
Podcasts.
People, what? No, I'm kidding.
That was sarcastic.
I was going to fucking throw my expensive mic at you.
Why would I ever fucking get... No.
Because you're corporate, Dan. You're corporate, and that's okay.
Bro, I'm sorry that I want my little white pink baby to grow up to be president.
Well, we called you baby pink.
I said my pink baby.
My baby is
my
pink.
My peach baby.
My baby needs sunscreen.
Apricot baby.
Yeah. Come here, peach baby. Oh, my little Anglo prince.
Where's your bike?
Yeah. Ride it at a long distance. Yeah. It's the only sport we have left. Bicycle riding.
It really is.
Well, we have hockey.
Now, there's a lot of black dudes in hockey.
There's not a lot. Let's
like
not get
there.
No.
Yeah, there's like 15, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe 15.
What about 15. Dude, out of hundreds?
What about
Formula One? You still got that?
Yeah. But that's all fucking baloney.
And golf. We got golf. Tiger fucked that up with a white chick.
No, he's still great, though.
He's not even good anymore.
Yeah, now it's like autistic teenagers.
How bummed are you? Yeah, you guys are fucking bummed. Tiger was going to take over golf. You know,
he took it over.
He did. And now it's done.
We got tennis, too.
He had his run.
He had his run for a minute. What?
We got tennis. I mean, Serena's dominating, but...
Serena and...
Venus.
What?
Isn't her name Venus?
Yeah, but she's not as good as Serena.
Aquafina. She's like a video hoe now, I think, Venus. Yeah. She's doing much.
I waited on Serena.
Nah, she's playing still.
That ass is cool.
All right, NBA, black.
Of course.
NFL, black. Baseball's
Hispanic.
Latin.
I would say mixed. But
black black is very little in baseball.
Yeah,
black.
Really? Yeah.
They're trying to make a movement to have baseball in like the black communities because there's no one playing anymore.
We're gonna have a fucking baseball field.
Yeah.
They should, you know. That's why I fucking hate when you go to like a urban community and there's some fucking cement baseball field. Who the fuck wants to play in cement?
Niggas.
Oh my God, that was him, not anybody else.
It was Dan. But listen,
I nailed it. It turns out I do a perfect Jermaine.
July 17th at the Spectrum.
It's amazing how inspirational racism can be.
We don't have any baseball fields. It's fucking true.
It's true.
But you got playgrounds, don't you? Like in the school yards and stuff? That's what we did.
But we don't go there to play baseball. We go there to fucking play football. We play football on the baseball field. That's what we do.
Well, we did that too. We're just not going to hand out bats in a black neighborhood.
No one has bats because you had to buy equipment for baseball, and no one niggas. I'm sorry, excuse me.
African Americans, African Americans.
But black people didn't have. We ain't going to damn Modell's
we can't
to go
say
get
it,
a
you
bat. That's why I felt awkward. I was like, they can't say it. Anyway, we ain't going to Modell's to buy a damn baseball bat, a glove, and some base.
Yeah, but we didn't do that either. The coach did.
We don't have what are you talking about? See, you had coaches.
Yeah, like, I played against a lot of black
guys. You can't do a pickup baseball game in the hood. You just won't.
I know
do
you
that.
Can't.
We just do football.
Well,
because
it's not the suburbs. You know,
it's expensive though. Well, playing baseball is expensive.
Listen, that doesn't
like
matter.
Baseball.
None
I
of
like
that
baseball.
Shit matters.
Yes,
like
it does.
You can have the gloves donated. People would love to give inner.
But leagues cost
urban.
Money. Leagues cost a lot of money.
Yeah, but they could. There's plenty of places that would donate the money for that. What I'm saying is that if you don't have a, if you have to go far away to have a baseball field. It's, you're not going to do it.
There was a time. I'm
it's kind of fucking.
To play in the
it
street.
Is kind of racist that they don't designate a certain. Like, Central Park is the park for New York. They do not build on it. They don't fuck with it. That's the park. I mean, they should have. It should be where they do have some type of park with a baseball diamond, a football diamond, so that inner city kids, not just black kids, you know, Puerto Ricans, whatever, just, can play those sports.
Exactly.
We take them over.
When I was growing up, we had a community center. And we all play basketball our whole fucking lives, right?
Then really?
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Stop. So you stop. There was a white guy who just was in college, and he coached us baseball. Or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, like, when he went back to college, we were like, well, he's gone. Let's go play basketball.
Well, that game's over.
Yeah, that's how we felt. We were like, well, we had a fun run. He went back to school, and we didn't give a fuck no more. I like playing it, but I'm playing football.
Hey, do you think there's ever going to be a gay president?
Ooh.
How long is that going
to
take?
He had to be in the closet, though, and then he had to come out while he was president.
Well, I'll say...
At the inauguration?
Just holding two dildos in his hand?
Guess what, honey? This country just got turned upside down. And everyone's like, the fuck?
His voice just changes from...
Yeah. That's right.
Fourth of July turns into a theme party.
I'm coming!
get up.
The foam comes on the White House.
That'd be a great movie.
That'd be awesome. The State of the Union. The State of the Union, just that. It's just so we're doing good.
But how do you
just throwing
get there?
Shade on everybody. He's like, another thing. Congress, you're being a bunch of bitches.
That's right. That's right. Because we all talk that way.
No, but that's what I was saying.
Oh, shit.
I was making it funny.
Although very seriously, no, they don't. Let's go exactly what it is.
No, that's fucking hilarious. If he was a queen.
You know what, Dad? No, if he was a queen, sure.
Hey, man, it's we're not sorry, all gay Rick. People we're talk sorry. Like that. You're right, man.
You're right, Rick.
That's
hey,
fucked
Rick.
Up, dude.
But
who has that joke that says, not all gay men talk like that, but only gay men talk like that?
I think it's Burr, right?
I think it was Fitzsimmons.
Oh, was it?
Fitzsimmons?
Yeah, I think Greg Fitzsimmons had that joke.
Okay.
Dove Davidoff had a whole big thing. I love it. The gay men always looked like they just smelled cookies.
I know that look, and I don't know what he means.
Yeah.
I have that look. I always so listen. Well, how
gay,
long?
Gay president, 30 years.
30.
No, I go more than that.
I think.
Hang
I think
on one
lower.
Second. You fucking.
It took. How long did it take for the civil rights movement to come? And then
don't
how
yell
long?
At me, I'm not gay. Why are you getting mad
well,
at me?
Saying,
answer
you're saying,
the
hold
question,
on.
So Bobby. Rick, answer the question. How long did it take?
How long did it take? A fucking 400 years.
So Rick's saying 2045.
For slavery.
2045. I would say I would go under.
Yeah.
I go
under.
I go 2030.
I go 15.
Right. No. Here, can I stop something? They want a family, a wife, some kids,
Christian.
A fucking dog. Christian.
Yeah, they want
religion.
I think a family can. Yeah, you can have a gay family.
So you think
a
modern
marriage,
family
adopted
redhead fat. Wife, dude, maybe a dog and an Asian daughter adopted.
I think if Neil Patrick Harris ran right now, we'd have half a shot.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, if they liked him, they're not.
You know what? You make
Christian,
a very good point.
If they love him.
As long, like, you would have to come from, I think if he came from show business, where, yes. Seriously.
Oh, you know, Reagan came from show business.
Yeah,
why not?
Right.
Yeah, most of them did. Fucking
Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
But yeah, I think if he came from show business, where he,
we got a good premise.
Middle America would already accepted him as whatever. They love him. He's gay, but it's fine. And then he had good, actually good track record and a good.
Well, he would win the coast.
Hang on.
Wouldn't do it. He would win the coast. You need to get Ohio. You need to get Florida.
Yeah.
Texas would be a rough one.
Kentucky?
Texas would be a rough one.
Kentucky's not a huge one.
Texas?
Texas is big, but you'd get California.
Arizona.
Maine?
Arizona?
Yeah, you'd get Massachusetts.
He'd get Massachusetts.
I'm saying you get all New England, you get all most of the coasts except for the maybe the Carolinas you'd lose.
Virginia,
Florida would be tough.
Maybe.
You would definitely lose Carolina. Yeah.
I mean, the ones
but California.
Still, on, the ones that still sell, the when you go to a toy store, that you can pick between the North and the South hat for your kid.
Yeah.
They really do that?
Dude, I was sitting there, and I was getting a hat from a Civil War hat for Max, and there was a Confederate or a Northern hat. Yeah, you get blue or gray. Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
I called Keith, I go, which one should I get?
That's right. How great would it be if little Max had a Confederate hat?
Get him the gray one, you racist.
For a Christian country to vote for a gay president, it'd be wild, man. It's still, you know. It's,
oh, I think so, too. The whole religious thing is going to be. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's what
they always play that. I forgot.
All right, who plays the gay president in the movie?
Neil Patrick Harris.
Neil, man.
Neil.
Perfect. He'd be perfect for it. Yeah.
Perfect.
We need a better gay.
Okay.
A better gay.
A better gay.
Why? What's
in the movie, you mean?
Okay,
he could do
the
both.
Because you're saying.
Right now, who would be the better gay?
He's the perfect.
And would he
gay.
Have to be gay, or could he play gay?
Because he could dance and he could
Chris Evans, actor. Could Chris Evans be the gay?
Or like a Sean Penn,
Sean Penn
milk kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, Sean Penn's too. You need to get the young girl.
What about Tom Hanks? Tom Hanks.
It needs to be like a JFK.
Oh.
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
It needs to be like a young, good looking president that's gay.
You couldn't do it with Tom Hanks?
No,
he's too old.
Gordon Levitt.
Nobody
wants to accept him.
Oh, Joseph Gordon Levitt. Yes.
He'll be good.
He's very charismatic. From Looper.
He's awesome.
Joseph Gordon Levitt.
Oh, my God. I'd vote for him in a second. Second.
Yeah, he's a beast.
I think we got a movement going here.
I say we fucking do it. Let's get him on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
And the YKWD podcast, this squad right here, we get him on The Tonight Show, and we get the first gay president. And you'll be the first gay vice president.
That's right.
How's that?
I love it. I have the dress.
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. Sorry. See, now I did the stereotype joke.
That was good.
It's only funny when you do it.
You just took the heat off me with bloggers. Rick just saved me from all the bloggers. He came in. He was like, "I got this." Can we still go after him? That wasn't a gay voice. That was a blogger voice.
Very similar.
Was it or was it not?
Blog, or cock, ooh-doo. All right, so listen, here we go. We're going to wrap this up. First of all, Jermaine.
Who's that?
Thank you for coming on.
Oh, thanks for having me. I love the show.
I think we started off a little uptight.
Well, you know, you started.
Well, I think you did.
You brought up the show you ditched, so. Yeah.
I was apologizing.
You should be apologizing.
God damn it.
What?
I'm very sorry I couldn't do the show. Will you please tell the other people on the show, because I was very excited that you guys wanted me to do it.
We love, fucking serious? Yes.
Yeah, I was. Yeah, because I think the show's hilarious, man.
Thank you, man.
It's fucking one of my favorite shows. What's the name of it again? No. It is a funny, funny show. If you haven't seen the show, you can go to, you can get online too. That's where I saw it.
Watching YouTube too. Fuck it.
I watched it on YouTube. Better. All right, check it out. But it's hilarious. These guys are fucking hilarious. And they're very talented, very funny. So I would, I apologize I couldn't do it. But please see if I can get a couple days' notice.
I mean, we don't get canceled.
You won't get canceled.
We might.
No, you won't.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
You won't. If you don't, you can come on this show.
I would love to take dance class.
All right. You can't have that spot.
Come on, man.
You can have that spot.
Thanks, man.
No, I'm looking at Chris Scopo.
Yeah.
What do you get to plug, buddy?
Oh, Friends of the People, July 16th, 10:30 on True TV, the second season. That's when it comes out. Watch it.
Fuck it. Great show. Good for you. What else?
All my other pilots are dead.
Really?
Yeah, like 6 dead pilots now. It's fucking great.
But you know what? You got 6.
Mm-hmm. Chappelle had 9, so I'm trying to get 10. I really want 10 dead pilots.
You'll get some, dude. You'll
get one pilot free.
I really want 10 dead pilots.
Dude, you'll get some. You know that.
Thanks, man.
You're definitely great on TV. I mean, comic wise, but listen, stand up. But listen, you'll get better if you get famous. You'll get the. No, I'm kidding. You fucking. You're one of my favorites. You're one of my sweeties.
Thanks, homie.
What do you got, Dan Soda?
Hey, Bobby. I'm going to be at...
you're so tired.
I'm going to be at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis.
Fuck, man, I want to work that club.
I hear that's
I'm only doing Thursday through Saturday, though. We had to cancel Tuesday and Wednesday. And then...
why would you do Tuesday and Wednesday?
Tuesday make you do a long week there.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
Zany's too. Zany's Tuesdays or Sunday.
Yeah.
Zany what?
Chicago.
Zany Chicago.
Oh, I'm doing Zany's Nashville.
Ah, me too in December. But and then if you have Sirius Satellite Radio, Big J and I, our show, The Bonfire, will premiere on Comedy Central Radio July 27th.
Why the name?
You want to know the real reason?
We'll talk about
it on the show.
Network.
Evergreen reasons. It had to be a name. We had to come up with a name. They wanted a name for the show, and so we just needed a basic name. Yeah. And we thought that was the best one that we came up with.
Well,
it was The Bonfire.
The Bonfire. What does it mean?
Because we're just hanging out. It's just we wanted
to hang out at the bonfire.
Live in the woods?
Yeah, we're going to burn
camping.
Stuff. All right. You want to throw us another name? Let's get us another name. Let's get it cleared through fucking 20 people.
The fucking the subway train.
Boo!
In front of the stand.
Boo!
Near the fire hydrant.
Oh, there we go. But how about instead of the fire? Court. How about instead of the fire hydrant, we just call it the bonfire and move forward?
Near the court.
Because it got
on
cleared.
My porch. Near the house. Under the train.
These are all terrible. Water cooler terrible talk. Names.
Under the train.
Water cooler talk's awful. I want to punch you in the face for saying that.
All right. I'm just throwing it out there.
But it's on Comedy Central Radio, Sirius XM 95, July 27th.
In the studio.
6 to 8 p.m. Eastern.
Mics are hot. Hit the button.
Be honest.
Light them up.
Are you stroking out, or are you still giving title names?
Dude, I went into a fucking zone of creativity.
Did the network come up with the name? Or you?
We had to give them like a laundry list of names.
Wow, and they picked that one.
We picked that. We put that one near the top.
Wow. I wish you put it towards the... No, I'm kidding. It's a good name. I love the name. I get
Go
it. Hey,
yourself.
Dude, we just went fucking hunting, and we're back by the fire.
That's great. That's exactly how we wanted
to
do it.
Dude, we went on a long hike, but Perfect. It wasn't high. It was flat, but we went, and we're back.
Would there be like an
ambiance? Well, we tried to come up with a catchphrase to name it after.
Would there be like an ambiance?
Yeah, I can picture you and him in a canoe, like, all day.
That'd be great. We're woodsmen. We're very woodsy.
Would there be like fire cracking during the
We're going to do that.
And like crickets and shit. That's fucking great.
You should get a fake fireplace.
I would love to.
Oh, God. Don't give him
any. Owl sounds?
Yeah. We're going to have Bobby on the first episode as the owl. The way South Park got Seinfeld as a turkey.
Like, what's that?
And the Popeye guys in the back.
Hey, guys, and then I'll just go, marshmallows! Where are the marshmallows?
I'm doing a podcast over there.
All right, so what else? Is that it?
That's it.
Make sure you check out the show. You know I love you, Bubba. And congratulations on your show, you and Jay.
Thanks, it'll be
That's
fun.
A fucking great... Listen, man.
Mondays and Wednesdays.
You've always wanted to do radio before comedy, and then you got into comedy.
I wanted to do comedy first.
I know that, but now you're doing comedy first, and you got your cake and eating it, too.
Yeah.
Which I'm very proud of you.
It'll be fun. It'll
it's going to be great, man. You got your own fucking show. You and Jay both have the gift of gab.
We do.
And I think it'll be great, and I'm glad that you guys got it, and you're still doing your comedy, which is number one, and acting. I mean, I don't know anybody better than you.
Still doing your
I don't know anybody who's got it, who's really on the rise and getting everything they want.
I mean, I'm not getting everything, but thank you.
Everything you want, dude. Everything's coming
you're
to
still
you.
Still doing your really comedy.
True. But I'm still, you're still doing your jokes. Comedy, man. Hey.
Doing now, the comedy thing still?
Now, Rick, on the other hand. No, listen, you're getting the Tonight Show.
Well, I hear I'm getting the Tonight Show.
Well, okay. Listen, man, I'm going to fucking say something because I think it's an epic story. I think the fact that you... Here's and I said this to him, I don't mean to be cheesy. I really believe this documentary is going to let people know that it's okay. It's okay not to be Jerry Seinfeld. It's okay not to be Ray Romano. It's okay. You can be anywhere between there and new in this business. Be happy, pay your bills, enjoy your life, and be creative. And I really, I believe that. It's about you. Who we all love, we all care about, we all admire, but it's also for a bunch of other people so we can relax a little bit and feel, you know what, I'm okay, I'm good, I'm fine. Yeah. I think that's an important thing. We always watch shit with a rocky ending where he wins and it's all he gets everything. But here's a just real life, most of us out there doing this as a job and a passion. And where's that movie? And now we finally, I really believe this, watching some of the footage, being a little part of watching what people had to say about you and hearing yourself, that movie is here. That you can be super talented. You can do your passion and you can live your life, have beautiful friends that care about you in different spots of this business and be happy. So I think it's great.
Well, thanks.
And
thanks
if you don't get to Tonight Show, then it's going to be a failure. But listen.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I would say that the thing is that in life, you don't get what you want or you don't get what you deserve. You get what you get.
You get what you need.
And sometimes what you get is better than whatever you wanted or deserved.
Yeah.
So you look at it that way.
And you're happy.
Yeah.
That's great. That's it, man.
Yeah.
And you're helping people. I don't think there's anything
that,
on this,
that is the,
I don't think there's anything the on this planet more than that's more gratifying and there's that is a bigger gift than helping other human beings.
Yeah.
To yourself. To help other people achieve their goals, achieve their dreams, you cannot do anything better in life than to do that. Not money, fame, whatever the fuck, to help other people achieve their dreams. And is the greatest gift that you can give yourself. So,
I agree.
Good for
you. Thank you very much. Oh.
Turn to motivational talk.
I want
to
kiss you.
Great,
right.
Yeah. Good job.
I want to kiss you right now.
No, we wrote that down before to end this segment. I rehearsed that for like 3 weeks. How'd I do, guys?
That was great.
I got that last part good. Remember we worked on there?
I totally believed it.
No, I'm fucking
totally
kidding.
Believed it.
I don't know, it's true, man. I really do. I believe that. And for you,
yeah,
total opposite. Listen.
Yeah, completely. I'm total opposite.
You're still doing slut shows.
I know. I can't get away from the cop.
No, Bubba.
She helps so many people.
I know. I
do. I've actually helped a lot of people.
I think it's great.
A service.
I think it's great. What you, I mean, listen.
You can't sleep at night?
You fucking bailed the fuck. You said fuck. Here's the thing that you did. You went from one business to another, and it's always that stigma about your business that you can't do it.
Correct.
You always, and you did it.
I did.
So it's like quitting smoking.
Oh, I still can't do that.
Right. Well, but I think it's great that you did that. You
Thank
know what
you.
I mean? And you're not fucked up in your head about it. You're not like, I don't talk about it anymore.
Yeah. No.
Whatever. It's you. It's your life. And you accept what you did. You accept who you are.
You have no scars.
And now you... What?
No scars.
No scars.
No
like
visibles.
Physically?
Yeah, no physical or emotional scars.
No, good for you.
Do
what's
Chris.
Your, where's
do
your
Chris.
Show, bub?
It's at Headquarters Gentlemen's Club, July 22nd at 8:30 p.m. And I also am doing the Milwaukee Comedy Festival in August.
Oh, that's great. Awesome. Well, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks for having me again.
You got it. Come back on again, all right?
Thank you.
And I really didn't want to see you boobs, by the way.
I know.
I was just kidding.
Yeah, as you're winking.
Is I'm not winking.
Do you have something in your eye?
No, I have nothing in my
eye.
Oh,
okay.
Wish it was your areola. Chris, what do you got first of all, Depot?
I got one thing. I got a show August 9th in Park Slope at my favorite place to do stand-up comedy, Freddy's Bar on Fifth Avenue, so you can check that out.
Can I say something? You guys listening who have shows, hook Scopo up. Start getting him some shows, helping him out.
That's Deepu.
I mean, Deepu up. Sorry, Deepu. Get him some shows. Because I don't know if you announced this. You always just blow it off, but you're a stand-up comic. Dude.
Yeah, I mean, I do comedy every day, and I don't want to force it. Like, I don't want to, you know, be that guy like, oh, I'm on the podcast now, so like, I think I just deserve.
Here's the thing.
Know,
you need to go.
I have to be more assertive.
You have to be more assertive, and you also have to be scared. You have to get past these other, you have to be somewhere maybe we shouldn't. Go mm-hmm. and do it, yeah. Find out where you're at, and then go back and do it again.
Damn, yeah. Bobby, wait till the show's over to tell him that.
No, because he's a new guy.
Yeah, he's kind of explaining my situation
right
now.
He needs to take risks.
Cause
I
do the occasional show, just like I'll hang out and they throw me on. Yeah. So I do that more.
You got to tell people on the air what is.
What's that?
You got to wait till the podcast is over to tell his I don't know what's wrong with his career.
Nothing wrong with his career. He's brand new, dum-dum. No. I'm saying that he should.
Brand
he
new?
Should,
5 years?
He should. Well, yeah, but you're.
Yeah, relatively new.
You're relatively new. And you no, but he should go out to more clubs. You shouldn't just be. You know, doing these 5 o'clock shows. You should hang out with these fucks and do some real shows.
I mean, if I hang out at Stand Up New York and, like, I mean, that they're not going to just throw me on.
But they should. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
if you're listening, get them the fuck on stage.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
Well, you don't think he should get on stage?
Yes!
So what are you fucking yapping about?
Why don't you now? Recommend him to the
Why
guy?
You don't think he should be now?
I just He's met never, him!
Yeah, first of all, no
Stop
one in this
screaming
room.
Screaming in the mic.
No one in this room.
Screaming in the mic.
Here's another thing. No one in this room besides Scopa has seen me do stand-up.
Yeah, I know.
So, I mean...
He could be bad. He could be terrible.
I've seen you do stand-up.
And he's good?
I've watched you
I sent stand-up. You a really shitty clip like
it
a year ago.
It doesn't matter. I've watched you do stand-up. What I'm saying is it's time to start going to the clubs, getting on. And there's clubs listening or whatever. You should give Defoe a spot. Because the only way... what I say to you, Scopo, you need to fucking go out on the road... Do real weekend spots because you're doing all the LOL blah. That's great, but you need to get the fuck out of that. Go do a real club, real show in front of a real audience.
Wow, what a great
and then week. You see where you really are, and you can, you all of a sudden you see, oh shit, doing these clubs, all these fucked up crowds and all these fucked up places. Now I'm in front of a real audience.
You're actually funny.
Then you realize well, you're funny, and that confidence really can get you to the next level. You need to. Be able to believe in yourself. You need to be able to feel shit. It's like when I play the drums. Learn it. I suck. But then all of a sudden, I'll take a lesson with my teacher, and he'll be like, well, you'll do some Danielson shit and some Mr. Mia. Do this, do that. All of a sudden, I can play it. I'm like, holy shit, I'm all right. I'm not that bad. You know what I mean? You need that confidence to go forward sometime. That's what I'm saying about you.
Well, if people want to give me that confidence, they can go to Freddy's Bar in Park Slope August 9th.
That's right.
At 9 o'clock.
Go support them.
Yeah.
Go see them.
The most honest review I've gotten is I have some pretty good stuff.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That was from your mom.
I sent that email.
She was actually talking about your Pokemon collection.
That's wasn't bad. I liked
it. Man, hang on 1 second. Let me get that before
yeah,
we
yeah, leave. Yeah, let's review get
Bobby.
This off my hands.
Let's
off
review
that,
Bobby.
That one, the hot one I threw out at the beginning.
You can review me. What do you got?
I love you, man. What is that?
It's the
bonding.
I was too late to explain this shit to you.
No worries.
Go ahead. What do you got?
I'm at Uncle Vinny's July 31st, August 1st. And then Bobby... Will be.
But how about that? He came to Uncle Vinny's with me to open, did a guest spot. Now you go there all the time.
Can I open for you sometime?
No.
Really? I want to open for you.
I mean, you got stuff. Relax.
You,
all right. Let me do this.
I remember you trashing my comedy at the beginning of the show. So now it comes back.
I didn't trash your comedy.
Huh?
That trash your comedy?
Yeah, you did.
I trashed the fact that you didn't come to the show.
I'll send you the clip. I'll have Depot send you the clip.
Okay.
No, if I get something, of course I'll
bring
it. I'm dead
serious.
I would definitely
I like opening for Keith, and I would like to open for you.
Yeah, it'd be a funner time. We can fucking go to bed right after the show.
I'm sleepy.
I'm sleepy, Claire.
Sleepy. Walk me back. I'm sleepy.
Got to put my T-shirt over my pillow.
Tuck me in. I said tuck me in, damn it.
You're making me furious
the way you're not putting it over my shoulder.
This week I'm at Comic-Con, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll. Next Tuesday, I am the premiere of the party. The premiere party, I'm fucking exhausted, for Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll in New York City. And then Thursday the show airs. Right.
Yes, and then that night you'll be at Gotham.
Gotham Comedy Club.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, July 16th, 17th, and 18th.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so come down.
With you, I'll be there.
No, you're not there. Are you there?
I'm with you. Remember? I'm open for you.
No,
you said it. Remember you said it?
No, I said next time. Next one. You're going to be at the Cellar anyways. You know that, you jackass.
But I want to do a weekend with so you.
But we'll do a weekend when we're alone.
Okay.
Like on the road, far right. away from everybody.
All right, okay.
So you're I can come in your eye.
Fine, whatever. Do whatever.
Sorry, did I say that?
You did. That's life, you know.
All right, what else?
That's life, not showbiz.
Spit it out.
July 24th, 25th, Comedy Cove in Springfield, New Jersey.
Keep going.
August 7th and 8th, Governors. The first night is at McGuire's in Bohemia, yeah. And then the Governors of Brokerage in Belmore.
Boom. And then the end of the month, I believe, I am at...
August 20th, 21st, and 22nd at the 50 West Club in Salt Lake City.
I'm in Nashville at the end of the month on the 30th.
That's not there.
That's not there, but it's coming up. I'm in Nashville at Zany's, okay? So I haven't been there in 8 years. The club owner's a great guy. I'm going back there. I'm excited. Nashville's the weekend of the 30th. I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So if you live in that neck of the woods, and I mean that neck of the woods, fucking spread the word and buy tickets. Like everybody. Everybody here, if you see we're live, go to our websites, go to their Twitter accounts, follow them, go to their shows live, see them, and tell them you heard it. You heard them on YKWD, and support our live comedy. That's why we do all this stuff for you. We'll come on here and entertain you with this, so you can come see us live, see what we really do. And if you ever want to take a class, Rick Chrome is the man, mm-hmm. And make sure you check him out on the Tonight Show coming up. You guys are the best audience in the fucking world. I love you guys.
You're
you
the
know
best.
What, dude? You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they're all free. And they're all free.